Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, bleeds out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit.
What is entertaining?
Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What? What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi.
What's this? Two comedians doing another radio show? This ought to be good.
Conti. A self-loathing, insecure, egomaniac whose gambling issues and creepiness is only overshadowed by his savant-like knowledge of dates and numbers and his keen sense of direction.
I'm a guinea. Listen, your skin is your biggest organ.
Especially if you're not circumcised.
I think I'm dead inside.
Aw, me too.
I am not a happy person.
Fucking jerk-offs. What's going on here? Help me! You're not gonna suck it. Get out. Well, do I sound that much of a dick? I'm singing in the rain!
Kenny, the functioning alcoholic whose flair for waffling and fence riding is second to none. A metrosexual who is an emotional tube sock with a touch of brilliance for the obscure.
I'm a vagina champion.
There's no possible way that I can get anyone pregnant. No, 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 no. I'm waffling again.
Some 18-year-old webcam girl getting railed.
Do you ever get a blowjob from someone in a pool who keeps snot bubbling? I'll retard my smartness.
Together, they are the Conti and Kenny Show.
You guys suck.
The vision is real. The power is real. Weaken. The fear is real. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
All right. There we go. Sounds good. Welcome to the Conti and Kenny Show. It is Monday, August 11th, 2014. My name is Kenny Michaels. Joe Conti is on his way for the festivities this evening. He's doing his thing.
So it's the Kenny and Kenny Show.
Yeah. Sure.
It's better. Yeah. It's a better show.
Hey, Frank.
How you doing, Kenny?
We're good.
It's been a while since I did a show with you.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Since the incident.
The incident.
I don't know what the incident is.
The Lusitania sank?
The Lusitania. Goddamn Germans. Yeah, I know, man. They're always up to something. Even in the past.
Those crowds.
Yeah.
I'm sweating. Hey, I'm like sweating my ass off. Not because it's hot, because I've...
Also because it's hot.
Did about 125 here. Because I was up all this morning, got a bunch of stuff done, took a little nappy poo.
Got it.
And woke up at like 5 after 6.
It's good hours. Good hours if you could get them. Damn.
Yeah, but we got Champagne Mike here today.
Thank you.
It's been a bit. And comic pal, Keith Carnevale.
Hey, how's everybody?
He's up in the neighborhood. And yeah, man. How you guys doing? Everybody doing all right?
Yeah, good.
Doing good.
I'm about to sneeze.
All right, we'll wait for it.
No, it's coming. Right, it's coming.
All right, no, let's wait for it, though. Is it coming out?
No.
Is it going to be a good one? A juicy one? Do we need a little...
No, my eyes are going to water.
All right, did something happen between you and Joe? Be honest.
No.
Because you're kind of teary-eyed right now, and Joe's mysteriously missing.
No, I've got like one of them. Spat? I got like that cave toast in like the nostril, you know what I mean? That's wiggling around.
Oh, yeah, just dangling?
Yeah, yeah, I can feel it. It's either I'm going to like sneeze and it's going to fly
out. You're not
going
to put a digit in there and work it out, huh? Yeah.
No, it's up here. It's up in the...
There's no solving that. You could like close one of the chambers and try to blow it out, but there's no guarantee. You go like, yeah,
I don't want to do it here.
You're gonna we appreciate that.
Thank you for that. You would.
That's good.
I seen on the internet some girls that do the condom challenge where they snort the condom.
Yeah,
and it comes out the throat.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's disgusting. I've seen them.
I'm sure you can catch whatever you get if you do that challenge.
Yeah, and most of the time it's filled with semen. As lube. They turn it inside out.
Yeah.
And then...
Do a shooter.
Yeah, exactly. Who even thinks of that?
I don't know? Yeah, really.
Sitting around going, you know what I want to try?
I'm going to shove this condom.
Bob, you're done with that condom? And some broad just said, oh, give me that condom out of the bag. I want to see if I can snort this up my nose and have it come out of my mouth.
Years ago, I seen a guy do it at a bar with the chain, like a keychain.
Yeah, at
a bar, he just started snorting it. I was watching and fascinating, saying, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Well, that's like when babies sneeze. They're eating spaghetti.
Then he caught it and he clamped it together.
Yeah. Oh, and made a ring?
Made a ring.
Yeah. I've seen that with like people with spaghetti and stuff. And then kids sneeze and shit fires out of their face. But condoms, I don't know. I don't know about that one.
You can blow bubbles with it.
It was a magnum.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. So, whatchamacallit? I had a pretty good weekend. I started working again.
Yeah.
Believe that?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Sucks.
What's his name?
Yeah. I started doing, Live Nation or AEG, I started doing stage crew stuff again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, unloading the truck, setting up the microphones, tearing down the shit. It's ball-breaking work.
I know a girl does that. She loves it. She's at the art center, and she does giant stadium.
Exactly. Same thing. Like, right now, I just do the one smaller rock venue. But you get you know, they call you up and like, hey, you want to go to, you know, PNC? You want to go to this? You know, we need extra hands. So there's a bunch of stuff you could do. We got a phone call.
Should I answer this thing?
Sure.
All right. It's probably a debt collector. Hello?
Conti and Kenny Show.
You might be on the air. We're not sure. Oh, we have to hit allow. Now you're on the air.
Conti and Kenny Show.
What's up, man? It's Conti.
Where the fuck are you?
Hang up.
I am on my way up.
Hi.
I'm with Stacy. I'm running a little behind.
A little behind? You're not even at the train station yet?
No.
Don't even bother.
I have material for you.
Oh God. All right. Robin, what do we
Williams
do to deserve
found
that?
Dead.
Apparent suicide.
Who?
Robin Williams found dead.
No.
No shit.
Apparent suicide.
At least he won't be stealing no more material.
No way.
Yeah, we thought maybe it was a Facebook hoax, but all of the news Twitter accounts are confirming it. And they're saying it might have been like that, like self asphyxiation thing.
It seems to be.
It was suicide.
Are you? I don't
think it was suicide.
I guess we're only seeing Mrs. Doubtfire too. I was kind of looking forward to that. Shit.
Wow.
He was probably redoing Mork and Mindy when he was upside down. He's like, nanu, nanu. What did he say?
Nanu, nanu.
Nanu, nanu. Sitting on laying on. I used to do that all the time. I'd sit on a couch upside down.
Wow, that's a shame.
I've done it.
Could you have waited 30 seconds before the jokes?
I have not told a joke yet, and actually I haven't heard a joke yet.
I'm just here.
And Stacy's in the car. She's all upset and teary-eyed, and you guys are making jokes.
Are you sure it's legit? It says hoax here.
Robin Williams, Entertainment Weekly. I got an Entertainment Weekly. Hold on a second.
It's legit now.
It seems like this morning.
It's legit. I saw it on TMZ. It's legit now.
Oscar winner and comedian Robin Williams died this morning at 63. While his publicist wouldn't confirm that his death was a suicide, a rep did issue this statement. Robin Williams passed away this morning. He was battling severe depression of late. This is a tragic and sudden loss. The family respectfully asks for your privacy as they grieve. Williams, who won the Oscar for supporting role in Good Will Hunting,
will reprise his role as Theodore Roosevelt in the third installment of Night at the Museum. Wow. Aw, oh, man.
Well, he won't be stealing any more material.
I'll hang up. You guys do your thing. I'll see you in about an hour or so.
Yeah, it's yeah, I just heard that the it's going straight to DVD as Dead Poets Society 2.
Hey, that's you're good.
That's a shame. No, I'm grieving.
Yeah, very sad.
Yeah, I'm definitely grieving. That sucks.
He was my second crush when I was a little girl. Bork.
He just won something for
her first crush was Jonathan Winters.
No, well, it was Bondi.
Her first crush was Harry Callis.
All right, man. I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, see you in a bit.
Bye.
All right. Wow, Robin Williams.
Joe Conte taking the room down without even being here.
He relapsed, too, back in the day.
I know he went back to rehab a little while ago.
Right. Pathetic.
Oh, man.
How do you get depressed with that money?
Incredible. He's a legend, you know, a legendary comedian, legendary actor, right. You know?
Yeah. Gonna roll.
Won an Oscar, all kinds of stuff.
People are wacko, man.
Yeah, man. Does it get that bad?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I'm sick and tired of getting laid every night.
Really?
You know, just think like clinical depression, you know?
And depression isn't something you can fix with being successful or
that's the
money.
Amazing part. I mean, everybody gets the, you know, the,
in fact,
the blahs.
Sometimes it even gets worse. Sometimes it even gets worse.
Yeah.
Because everyone around you is like just showering you with praise. You feel like nothing you do actually even has an effect. It doesn't matter what you do one way or another. People are going to love you and you don't believe it's sincere. That's pretty damn sad.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing, though. He is a pretty intelligent guy. He goes on those rants all the time.
Juilliard. He went to Juilliard.
I'm saying he's very intelligent. He like a political analyst and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, before I started doing stand-up, I thought that he was just coming up. His stand-up, I thought he was just my sister. Yo, Robin Williams just killed himself. Oh, man. That sucks. But when I was young, before I knew how stand-up worked, I thought it was just coming off the top of his head. Like everybody, a lot of people think stand-up do that. And then I realized the even crazier part is that it was his act is completely written.
Right.
You know? I mean, of course, you know, comedians, you dance around, but for the most part, it's rehearsed and it's a show. And to perform like it isn't like that is brilliant.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant performer, you know? To make it seem like this guy is just whacked out, but it's a calculated, you know what I mean? Calculated kind of roadway. Yeah, my mom just called. Yeah, I'm sure. All right. I know. Yeah. It happened.
You think they know because they were listening to the show?
What's that?
You think they know because they were listening to the show?
They don't listen to the show.
Oh, good.
No. couldn't give two shits.
I know, right?
That's why my mom calls and she's like, how do you make spinach? Or the last couple weeks ago, I'm on the air, and she's calling me, so I call her back, and I'm like, "What? You know, off the air? What's the matter?" Oh, I was just wondering how do I make shrimp?
Really?
How do I make a good? How do I have shrimp? I want to make shrimp. I'm like, "Mom, I'm on the air." She's like, "Oh shit, I forgot." Yeah, it's Monday. Man, but that's something else. I'm wondering, you know, I know people who have committed suicide, but I couldn't imagine, like I was saying, everybody goes through funks and whatnot.
No, I don't.
You don't.
Guy in the world.
Yeah, I don't think you do. I don't think you do.
Like, I never wrote a love letter to a girl before. Right, Joe? Joe wrote a love letter as an adult to a girl.
Really?
Yeah, he was like...
Adult. He was like, a love, and they had a love tape, too, with it. And
like a video or audio?
I think he did.
No, it was a
audio.
Cassette. It was a slow jam.
Yeah.
I love you.
Oh yeah. And then I was like, oh, what grade were you? Like in eighth grade when you did this?
Right.
He was like, no, this is my 20.
I was 27. Oh, yeah,
27.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, he was 27.
Did he get your hands on it? You guys?
He has it.
He has the letter. Yeah. We do. He read the letter on air.
He's a man. He read it.
He took his medicine.
He did, man. I give it to him.
There was actually one part where he was being like telling her how much he loves her and stuff
that. Yeah.
And I don't remember the exact phrase, but it was something, something, rinse and repeat. Like, I love you. I love you. I want a kiss. Yeah. Something, rinse and repeat. You just put shampoo instructions in a love letter.
I have to say, man, like, that is aggressive to put it out there that you did that. And then it's even harder that you would like share it with people.
Yeah,
Stern did that to Baba Booey. He had a tape he made to his girlfriend.
Oof. And yeah, right. Yeah, right, yeah. The apology tape.
Yeah, the apology tape. Cream.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard that. It.
Oh my! But you can't survive that.
No, that's like a tattoo.
You throw that out. Away.
Now I wonder, would you be leaning more towards, like auto asphyxiation? Or do you think he just offed himself because he was depressed?
He's a drug addict. He did drugs and all that, you know? Like you said, he wasn't happy about people being happy about him. Who knows?
You know,
I don't buy that. I don't buy that. Coke.
Yeah. I tell you, man, depression is
I don't buy that.
Motherfucker.
I think he killed himself. That's just
that's an embarrassing way to go, too.
Apparent suicide.
What, like your pants down your pants knees, down, shit on the floor, yeah, and your cock out.
Bag around your head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then, or you're somebody like Richard Jenny.
Yeah,
he shot himself in the face in the shower and was still alive.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't die right away. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. How long did he take him to go?
I think it was only maybe a couple of hours. Or
oh,
so.
Man.
You know, he died in the hospital, but yeah. he was one. Otto knew him for a long time,
right?
And he said he was always messed up. He was a big womanizer,
right?
You know, I guess he took his stuff out sexually. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He would, you know, that's how he would make himself feel better. But he said he always had issues,
really.
And then you know he had a good career, yeah. You know, Vegas and stuff. And just one day went in the shower, and missed.
He had a shotgun.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We had a guy in my town. He actually shot himself in the face with the shotgun, and he lived. And he's the way he would never like come
wear,
out that
wear,
much.
Wear drapery. Or
he
wore
like
shit.
That Arab veil. He would go around town wearing that, and then
because
like,
he blew everything
his
off.
Whole face up. He had like, I don't know how he ate, but I guess he had like applesauce or something.
Yeah, really.
But he lived for a long time.
He ate like one of those sucker fish in a fish tank. Those are just like.
But you know, like, every town has like we used to have this person called the Ghoul. Like she was like wear white makeup,
yeah,
and she'd walk around with an umbrella. Like it's like 95 degrees. Like Crazy Jane, like you know what I mean, like
what town was this?
This is Union. Right. There's all like just like a group of people that everyone knows their nicknames.
Right,
like,
right.
They might even have real names, I don't know, but it's always like
yeah, every town does have some freaks.
You have like you have your ghouls in your town as yeah. well.
Sure.
You know? But that guy was I don't know what they called him, but I guess half face or whatever. But no, he fucking used to walk around wearing that veil and
wow.
covered it up. He didn't come out a lot, but when he did, it's like ah, you know.
Yeah, yeah. He eats like a stingray.
Yeah.
pulling up gravel and spitting
yeah,
it back
like,
out.
What do you eat? Like, how do you even chew?
Yeah, I don't know.
It comes out the sides.
It's blended. Yeah.
You got to take a mush. Straw and just blow it in his mouth. You know, because he can't even suck on the straw.
Yeah.
You got to feel like a baby bird.
Yeah. Put food for him.
Yeah, he's probably got a tube.
A lot
you
of know? Soup.
Open your whatever
soup.
You have there and
your
just
lid.
Shove it in there.
Your lid.
What are you guys thinking? Are you guys thinking gun or pills or something?
I'm thinking pills.
Yeah.
For yourself?
Yeah. No. Never.
I'll tell you.
You know, that's why I bring it up because I say I would never. You know what I mean?
I think the fear of the gun, people are so scared of shooting themselves. I guess pills
unless
is a lot
people,
easier.
I think people are really friendly with guns.
Yeah.
I think
I'd rather do the gun if I was going to really do it. It's over quick.
Absolutely.
Except for the guy that's missing a face.
Yeah, we got to do it right.
Yeah. Jenny, yeah.
Yeah. They actually said when my sister worked in the hospital in Newark, she was talking to the medical examiner because they worked kind of, it was like in the same department, you know? And he said, you know, the doctors, they have a morbid sense of humor,
right.
But they have to.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean.
Yeah,
they always
yeah.
say you have to do it to you know to survive, especially you know
the grave humor they call it or something.
Yeah, yeah. You know he's a friggin' coroner or whatever it was, medical examiner, and he said the surefire way to if you're using a gun and you want to kill yourself is you fill your mouth up with water. Fill your mouth up with a liquid and then do it because the water displacement there's no place for it to go. With the propulsion, you know, from
okay,
the
yeah,
concussion,
yeah,
whatever,
yeah, yeah.
And it's just vaporized.
Huh.
Yeah, because there's no place for the water to go.
Wow.
Yeah, I never heard of
he
that.
He said that's a surefire
way. Very educational
way.
Show.
Yeah.
Very educational.
Yeah. Enjoy that, listeners.
Yeah. Not that one. Right, morbid
people.
Who
has a gun in their mouth.
You know,
who
I wish I would, we had one of our fans, Canadian Bacon. And we spoke to him. He was just about to take care of himself.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And then
you guys talked him out of it.
We didn't talk him out of it, but we talked with him. You know.
Right.
And then we didn't hear from him for a long time. And then we were talking to him during it, and I forget the timeline. But we talked to him, you know, 6 months later. Hot Asian girlfriend, job was really doing really good.
He
felt good, you know. Yeah. He was doing really well, but he was close to taking care of himself.
Wow.
And you know, I just think that's how do you get to that point? It's mind-boggling, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
what's funny
is they did a study on like that the bridges, people jumping off bridges.
Yeah, right.
And they actually spoke to people who survived.
Yeah.
And like almost 90%+ of these people said as soon as they hit like a certain point, like when they're going down, they're like, "Fuck this! I don't want to die anymore."
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. For the big one was the San Francisco.
That's the one. That's the one. The Golden,
Golden Gate. Yeah.
The Golden Gate.
There's actually a video. I know it's bad, but they have like music to it.
Something like 900 people. It's a crazy amount.
Conti just texted me. He died of asphyxiation. Why can't I fucking say asphyxiation?
Yeah, I'm not even going to try to say that either. Asphyxiation.
Asphyxiation. There it is. If I slow down.
Suffocated.
Asphyxiation, yeah.
I don't speak well. I say stupid words.
Yeah, asphyxiation. So, I guess that's got to be auto.
I wonder who had him on a death pool.
What do you think? Or he hung himself.
I have no idea. I have no information. Yeah. I know he's dealing with depression. I guess, in a way, it seems like nice. It's more... It's easier to believe he was doing it like it was an accident as some sort of sexual thing just because it like he wasn't that miserable. Arguably, he was enjoying himself. You know, there's things you want to believe in some ways the worst just because it's easier. And the idea of him being so unreachably depressed is sad.
Yeah.
So like that's hard to understand.
Man. You know, just think about if you had, I've never experienced it, but you know, I've seen my brother go through funk and even my mother, you know, during the divorces and everything.
Right.
But you know, I never thought it would get to like, you know,
extreme,
you know. Yeah. I don't know if it's, you know, a chemical makeup
I think you're born with it.
Yeah,
carry with the whole fucking life.
Kind of hereditary, like alcoholism or something like that.
Yeah, you that's your punch ticket.
I don't know what we're talking about, but looks like here, like some people kill themselves, like with the oven, so they call that asphyxiation, like they put the gas on.
Okay.
So I guess there's other ways.
Or the garage.
Yeah.
With the, you know, the car exhaust.
I would do that. Well, I mean, I wouldn't kill myself.
Guy in my neighborhood when I was a kid did that.
I like that better.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, kid. That's the song, the Queen song, Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah. Right.
When I was a kid, the guy down the kid down the block, he was probably in his teens at the time, did that at his parents' house, closed the garage and committed suicide.
Yeah.
And it was at the same time that song came out. It used to be on CBS FM.
Right.
And my mother, or my father, somebody made a joke about it. And to this day, whenever I hear that song,
you think of that kid.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And it reminds me because I associated that song with this kid.
Suicide.
That's probably the first time I had ever heard of death.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I knew the guy. He was a neighborhood guy.
Right.
You know? And he's like, what is death? What is suicide?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? And to that song.
You know, we were in boot camp and I was in the Marine Corps.
Right.
World War. GW1, sorry. Big war I was in. But in boot camp, this kid takes disposable razors.
Right.
Basically shaves his wrists and barely, like, tries to kill himself.
Right.
Barely breaks the skin.
Right.
So, like, they all come in, the drill instructors, and, like, they start going buck fucking wild in there. Kenny knows what I mean. Like, mm-hmm. They just fucking screaming and yelling. They take this guy. Now, you think, like, the guy's already low enough that he tried to kill himself.
Right.
They made him walk up to everybody, and we all line up. All
right.
And he made him show everybody's ribs and say, "I'm a coward. I can't even kill myself."
Oh.
And then you think.
that's when you kill yourself.
But he says it over like 80 times.
Right.
"I'm a coward. I can't even kill myself. I'm a loser." Or that's what he said. "I'm a coward and a loser. I can't even kill myself." Right. And they made some, and the kid said it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't believe this kid's saying it. So you can't laugh or anything, but you want to, like, you don't know what to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's so awkward. And then you think it can get any worse than that. They take him upstairs to the other squad, and they make him do it to them.
To them, too.
So you think now that is as bad as it got?
Right.
No. They take the phone out and make him call his mom in front of everybody. And he tells his mother.
He's like, Mom, I tried to kill myself. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing this.
Unsensitive.
It's so degrading. Now the guy's going to really
then
kill himself.
Then you're going to give him a gun. He's going to pull a pile. Like, oh my God,
See the difference now. That was, that was what, 1989.
No, he was yoked, man. That was it last time you saw the kid. But you said, I can't believe they're doing this. Like, and you can't.
Could you imagine if you can't
have like a discussion. Yeah, it's like nowadays, he'd be like, what are you fucking crazy? You go to jail for shit. Like,
yeah. You're hurting his feelings.
Oh my God. But it was like, they took it to the extreme. Like, I'm like, that was bad. I'm like, they can't, you're saying to yourself, like, they're not going to take this any further. No, they took it further.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, it was probably about a month after I got out of boot camp. It's called swim quads, where you learn how to swim with all the gear on and stuff. And when you're down there, the drill instructors are superhuman. They're your father figure. Yeah. They're your brother. They're your mentor. They're God. They're end all be all. You know what I mean? You look like these guys are invincible. They've got everything locked down. Everything. You know, these guys are warriors. They're knowledgeable. They're intelligent. You just look at them like these rock star guys, and you're totally frightened of them. It was a platoon or so behind me. It was about two of them behind me in the same second battalion. All the kids are in a pool, and this one drill instructor walks out. He's not in his cami uniform. He's in like his dress uniform, not the blues, not the fancy one. But he's dressed up. Right. He's got an M16 with him. Sits down on the diving board and does a private pile from Full Metal Jacket.
In front of everybody.
Front of everybody. In front of the entire thing. Just sat right on the diving board.
Boom.
Boof.
Fell into the pool.
Into the pool, yeah. So it was a huge thing. You know, all the kids had to go to counseling and all kinds of big. It was like, it was crazy. But, you know, these guys that you think, you know, well, military guys are different. But it's a shocking thing when you know, you think this guy is the most rock solid guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Probably caught his wife was probably fucking somebody, something like
that. Yeah, yeah, probably. Yeah,
some nuts, completely unrelated to being in the military.
It's a military lifestyle, who, of course.
Wow.
I think 4 years just got in a chat room. I don't remember. 4 years has done pretty much everything in his life. I wouldn't be surprised if he tried committing suicide. Oh, in the past. Yeah. He's aces now. But he's been like Turkish prisons.
Really?
And like everything that
you get there.
Yeah, this
how does that happen?
Yeah, really?
He probably can't call now cuz I think he works, but he listens to it live. Yeah, it literally, if you bring something up, he's like, "Oh, 1984 I was doing that, you know." I smuggled black tar heroin from Afghanistan in 2003, you know. Right. You're like, "What the fuck?"
On a bet.
The last suicide thing, we were not us, but the guy, the platoon before us, took a floor buffer cord. We used to buff the floors late at night, the huge industrial one, and he threw it out the window, and the cord was too long, and it fucking shattered in pieces.
Really?
Fucking things around his neck. Didn't even budge. Didn't even, like, as if, you know. They're like, what the fuck? Simpson. What are you doing? He can't even, yeah.
See, for 4 years, yep. In the past, yes, I know the taste of a gun barrel. Oof. Yeah, if he wasn't working, I'd like him to call in. That'd be cool. I think he's working, but we'll talk to him about it later on.
I guess times get hard on people.
Yeah, four years. You just popped in just to let you know that we were talking about how you get, you know, Robin Williams offed himself, but how do you get to that point? Yeah. You know, what is it that really gets to that? He said, talk about a moment of clarity. I guess he had the gun, you know, to it.
That'll wake you up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but it's a damn shame, man. If you think about, you know, us guys busting around and stuff, just, you know, trying to make something happen or do something, and this guy's got it all, you know, right there. And you know, the grab of depression, you know, it boggles my mind.
Yeah,
you know?
No, because you see people seem so happy.
You could see it. You could see accidental. You know. I would almost feel better. Not that you can feel better, for lack of a better phrase, but I would almost be more comfortable if I found out that he was overdosed on coke or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Right.
Or like a Seymour Hoffman.
Right.
It's a damn shame.
Oh, man. He wanted to kill himself, that guy.
It's exactly. Yeah. Damn shame, but he was in recovery and he relapsed. You can see it, right. You know?
He was on a mission, that cat.
Yeah, but you know, for Robin Williams, it's like, damn, man. They're, you know,
now you probably find out more from family or close friends that maybe he's fucked up. Close friends, yeah. They just kept it real, put a lid on it, you know.
Yeah, show the brave face, you know, and whatchamacallit. We were talking about it. When the hell was it? It was a couple of weeks ago or something like that. Maybe it was over the weekend when I was working. I was talking with the crew guys. But it's like, you know, guys like this, Robin Williams are gone.
Right.
George Carlin's gone. Right. You know, Otto is gone.
Yeah, Otto.
The most upsetting thing is that there's no more new stuff. You know?
Yeah.
There's no more, you know, it's like there's no more new material coming, you know.
Yeah, right.
There's no next album, yeah, you know. Right. You could sit there and, yeah, you can listen to a Paul McCartney album, but there's no more Beatles.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
That's the most upsetting part. For someone who's not a friend, you know, like a Robin Williams. No, he's not going to do any more specials. He's not going to do any more movies or something that you might have liked.
Yeah,
he had a lot of
stand-up specials too. Really.
He did.
You know
what?
He was one of the original ones.
And back
he needed to go back and do it. He just did one not that long ago, like you said, right?
Yeah.
He's actually one of those actors that can go back and do stand-up.
Exactly. So when some comedians go acting,
they never go back. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when I first started doing stand-up. We talked about this last week, I think. Robin Williams. He was getting ready for, I think it was Live on Broadway or one of the, when he made his comeback for stand-up. And, I was doing all the clubs, you know, New York Comedy Club and stand-up and everything like that. The word was that Robin Williams has sleepers. And the sleepers are people that work for him and go, they go to the new talent showcases and whatnot. And if somebody has a good bit,
they clip it. Yeah, take
cut
it.
Him a check. You know what I mean? Hey, you know, you're a starving, you know, you're an 18-year-old, 22-year-old starving artist. Yeah. Here's $200. I want that bit.
Well,
you know,
he had a reputation when he was younger that he would just steal people. You know, when he was younger, he'd just steal shit.
And I always thought
he didn't want to hang out with them in the dressing room. Like, don't talk in front of him.
Yeah, don't talk in front of
him. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never knew that. I always thought he was original.
For whatever he stole. Yeah. I didn't mind because of his performance.
Yeah, what he did with it.
The way he performed it.
Right.
I
never knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was I told the story.
No, I hear you. I never knew that.
I did a bit. I mean, this is parallel. When you look back on it, it's total parallel writing. But it was, you know, I started doing stand-up right after 9/11. And I did a joke where I said, you know, killing infidels, 72 virgins in heaven. I said the punchline was, just give me four sluts. That's all. Just give me four sluts. In that show, when he came back on HBO, he said, "I just give me four professionals,
right?
Instead of sluts."
Right.
So I was like, "Whoa, man! Oh, you know, because I was doing all the New York clubs at that time. And then you realize Dennis Miller did a similar bit, and it's just a parallel.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody was like, "Oh, Robin Williams." I'm like, "No, he didn't. It wasn't. If it was something like really clever, then I could see. If it was something off the wall, then I'd be mad. But that I was like,
I'm usually impressed with the comedians that could just go off the cut. Like, they have their material.
Right.
Like, I saw Howie Mandel, and I didn't really care for him prior to seeing him, but I have to give it to him.
Well,
he goes completely off his script and goes into the crowd and uses the crowd as his jokes. And
well, every time he put that rubber glove on his head, unscripted.
Yeah. And I was listening to an interview. Like,
unscripted every time. Yeah. It would just come out.
Because I was listening to an interview with him how when he started doing comedy that he was just a nervous wreck. He was just like fucking, you know, he didn't know what to do. And they thought that was the act. And he was like, no, I'm just a nervous wreck.
Roy Black on Crack says, I've heard some British comedian do that bit also. Yeah, it's a parallel thing. Stephen Wright used to turn around. He used to face the wall when he first started doing stand-up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he spoke like all monotone like that because he was fucking probably like terrified.
Yeah. But damn, Robin Williams. You know, you kind of people screw around, and you kind of have a death pool. You know,
yeah.
You think like, you know, Henry Kissinger or, you know,
someone has him.
Someone
has him.
But you're like, damn,
it's a long
man.
Shot.
You know, you'd feel like I said, you'd feel so much better if it was a car accident or something. I mean, it's a damn shame either way.
Right.
But you know, and some people love him. Some people,
because now he's known for that the rest of his life. How he died.
Oh, the number isn't working. is oh, it's Frank.
Oh, we're not.
4 year. I want to talk to 4 years. Hold on, pal. We're working on it. Yeah, he said the number's not working there. I don't know. He's trying to call in, but 240-442-2635. Right? Should be, it's all. Should be working, right?
Should be working.
Should be working. All right, give it another part. Give it another try. And whatchamacallit? We'll see if he can call in and shed some light on the clinical, not clinical part of it. But the first hand, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. You know what the worst is, like, with the news is, like, the first day, I don't believe anything.
Yeah, we're getting news yeah. faster and faster.
Yeah, I don't believe it. It's so reckless how they do it,
yeah,
too, man.
Yeah, reckless is it. Right. Reckless is the perfect way to say it.
Just like the last, like, everything that bad happens, these people just print it out.
I think
like
we got a caller.
Condi and Kenny Show.
How you doing?
Hey, 4 years.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Oh, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for fitting in the call. I know you're probably working, right?
I actually just got off not too long ago. I just got home and turned on the show.
Okay, cool, man. So are you caught up to speed with the Robin Williams thing, man?
Yeah, I heard. Well, I mean, I'm not completely caught up to speed because I want to turn on the show. I heard about it, but I heard that. Did he kill himself? Is that what is
yeah,
that what
it's right now it says asphyxiation. We're not sure if it's like autoerotic or... he hung himself, but he definitely committed suicide. And
that sucks, man.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we were talking about it, and I figured, I don't remember if we spoke of it, you know, you, me, and Conti, but I figured you've done everything, so you probably, at one
for
point...
For the record, I have never smuggled heroin. I have never been to Afghanistan, as you said earlier.
I figured I could just make something up, and you're like, yeah, I did that twice.
Now, I do have an interesting story regarding Robin Williams, though. I used to live in Spokane, and there's a... Do you guys know what an Alano Club is?
Alano Club?
Yeah, well, if you're in AA, an Alano Club is like, it's kind of like a place where you can go hang out with people that are sober.
Okay,
it's like
gotcha.
It's like a non-drinking place, which I don't go to anymore, but for a while there, I was in the program. And one of the big stories that they used to tell at this Alano Club is that just one day, he just showed up one day, and he was doing a show in town, and he just had to do a meeting. And he had his demons, but apparently, you know, he talked a little bit, and he was a cool guy, and he just, you know, he wasn't like the manic person that you see on TV. He just seemed like a normal, cool dude.
Wow. Yeah, and you know what? That's, you know, he's in Spokane, Washington, and it's, you know, that kind of recovery and stuff, it's important. He's just got to go. You know what I mean? Had a show.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead
of
taking a nap and sitting on that... you know, sitting on the couch or sitting on the bed waiting to go, you know, he's like, he probably had idle time, you know, so he said, you know what, let me go and talk to the friends.
Well, especially since he's like, you know, the kind of fame that he's got, everybody's probably trying to, you know, give him whatever, you know, drugs, booze, whatever the dude wants, you know, he's super famous, so.
Of course,
you know,
of course.
I think he needed a meeting at the time, so. Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to call in and tell you that little story. That
yeah, if...
I thought you'd think that was cool.
And if anybody go into the chat room, White Ass Brent just put in a really inappropriate, really inappropriate Robin Williams clip. Brent. Brent is out of his mind, man. Now, were you ever close to that? Because I know you battled some addictions and stuff, and you were in 9 Turkish prisons. But you're a successful family man, businessman now. Did you ever get? Was there ever a point where you got close? Like even when you had your addictions and everything?
Yeah, I had a real bad point where I pretty much lost everything due to alcoholism, and you know, now I got my shit together, so to speak. But honestly, there was a point where I really thought about it, and when it came down to the point, I couldn't do it. And like I said, it was a moment of clarity, and it's really too bad that he, that he managed to do that.
That it got to
really sucks.
Yeah, Yeah. Was it a move of panic, or did it slowly like roll on you? You know, did it, you know, because someone's like, you know, once you have when you realize, you're like, oh shit.
It's really hard to talk about, but I mean, when you have that moment of despair where you just think that there's, I mean, when it's just over, you know, you lose the love of your life, you lose your adopted daughter, you lose your house, your car, you know, pretty much everything. And then you're sitting there in, you go, you know, basically not really a flop house, but I mean, yeah, where you've reached rock bottom and you're like, that's it. I can't do it. Unfortunately, I guess for me, the place I was living in, there was a bunch of guns all over the place. And I just had a moment where I was like, that's it. I'm just going to fucking do it. And I got there, and it was a Bushmaster, basically a knockoff AK-47. And I had it sitting on the floor, and I stuck the barrel in my mouth, and I was going to put my finger on the trigger. And all of a sudden, I just freaked out. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right, right. Yeah. Right.
At least you thought that in time.
Yeah.
So yeah. Now I'm like, you know, all the heartbreak and stuff is not worth, you know, what you were gonna do, and yeah, I mean it's a serious thing. I didn't mean to bring this down by like talking about me the whole time.
No. That's why honestly. I wanted you to call, because you know we were that's the conversation was just kind of trying to get in the head of well, not get in the head, it's impossible of. Get in the head, no pun intended, of someone who was close, you know, because I've never experienced it myself. But listen, you know what?
And you've been through some shit, too.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but for anyone out there listening, you know, all over wherever this show goes or podcast or whatever, you know, someone like you, you know, you're doing great, and you got a great life now. You know, everything.
Oh yeah, I'm doing fantastic. Now.
Everything came back.
I'm doing great. I've got two jobs. I'm working all the time. I just went out and saw the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie. You know, by myself, but still.
You nerd.
I'm having a good time.
Why don't you kill yourself?
Yeah, you big nerd. No, that's great, man. But yeah, that's cool. You know, you can make it back. You know.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I said I think you can make it back. You know, I always think people can make it back, but then you hear about a Robin Williams, you're like, damn, you could have made it back. You know, you could have got back from that. You know, was someone not there? Did he not talk to someone? Did he not? You know, how deep did it go to? You know, I was also saying.
Fortunately, like right when I got divorced and I pretty much lost, I didn't lose everything like all at once. It like slowly went away, and I still had, you know, my adopted daughter around and stuff like that. So I had a reason to go, but then she ended up moving down to Utah, and I had to get rid of my dog and all this other stuff. So all my family, my support and everything was gone. But there are people out there. If you need it, there are people that care, you know, that will really help. So don't let the bastards get you down.
Right. Right. Well said.
Anyways, I'm going to let you go back to the show. I just want to call in and talk to you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you calling in, man. I really do, and I'm glad to hear from you, brother. And thanks for the insight, man. And we will talk shortly with you, pal. Thanks a lot, man.
Sounds good.
All right, talk to you later. Yeah, see, that's a guy that, you know, and like I said, anything that you talk about, he's got a story for.
Done.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He says he looks like, I think he showed a picture, but he looks like
he's grizzled,
the guy from Sons of Anarchy.
He's grizzled.
The younger guy.
He's grizzled.
Yeah. And he's just got tons of stories. The funny thing is, the reason why we call him 4 years
right.
is because he was a fan of the show a long time ago.
Right.
Over 4 years, many, many years ago. Conti was going through his old email and actually never responded to his. He was like, hey, love the show. Thanks a lot. So then 4 years later, Conti responds to the email. Oh, thanks, man. And the guy, his name's Jeremiah. He goes, it took you 4 years to answer that fucking email. So that's his name, 4 years. He's a good dude.
Where's he from?
He's up in, where the hell is he? Not Alaska. Is he Alaska now? Northwest, somewhere, I forget. Yeah, somewhere up in the Northwest.
Utah.
I think Alaska. I think he's up in Alaska now. And, yeah, he's doing good. He's got all kinds of stuff going on with him. But, all right, you know what? We rushed in here. Everybody was kind of, Conti's still on his way. And let's kind of cleanse the palate for the old dear Robin Williams. And we'll come back with a bunch. I've got a bunch of stuff. We've got Tony Stewart and the whole.
Oh, yeah. That's
a ton of different things that we're going to get into over the weekend. But we'll be taking a quick break. We'll be right back with the Conti and Kenny Show.
Before I go on, I just want to thank you all so much for making the effort to be here tonight when you could have been at home enjoying yourself. It's the kind of self-sacrifice that makes this country the greatest country in the British Isles. Now, where are we? Oh, yes, our next act is someone I've actually heard of, an old friend of mine, star of Good Morning Vietnam, the Dead Poets Society, and Mrs. Doubtfire, yes. A big hand, please, for Mr. William Robbins. Oh, I'm so sorry. Robbie Williams. Mr. Robbie Williams.
Chuck, Cam, great to see you. Yo, yo, what's up, Wales? House of Windsor, keeping it real? Obama, yeah! Yes, indeed, yeah! The dream came true. Great God Almighty, the dream came true. Obama, Obama, Obama! Obama? Yeah. Barack, which means blessing, Hussein, don't ask. Obama, which is an old Kenyan word for Kennedy, God bless us. And a lot of Irish people are going, he's black Irish, he's an Obama. But he is an eloquent, eloquent man. I know at the inauguration people are hoping that maybe he kicks it up a notch going, what's up, Washington? Yo, 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 let's keep it real right now. I'm going to bring out the members of my political posse, my cabinet right now. This is little Ray Ray. This is G-Man, Kanye, Kobe, and Colin Powell, who's bad to the bone. We're going down Pennsylvania Avenue with the top down. We're going to build a basketball court in the Rose Garden. But we do have to take a moment of silence and bid a fond farewell to George W. Bush. Yes, it's the end of the reign of George II. The reign of error is over. America is officially out of rehab. Welcome us. We have come back. Thank you. He is a gift to comedy, though. He is a comedy pinata. I'm going to miss him. A man who said, I'm the decider. No, sir, you're the president. You make decisions. Deciders, what they sell in the little jugs. A lot of people... He also said, I am misunderstood. And I went, no, not really. And you think, what is he going to do after he leaves office? No, he cannot go on a speaking tour. That's a given. But I do think he could do stand-up comedy because he has 8 years of amazing material. He has stuff, and here's some of W's greatest hits. The question that's never asked, is our children learning? I just found out that a lot of our imports come from other countries. America, a country where you can put food on your family. Our enemies are looking for terrible ways to destroy this country, and so are we. And you have to have a little sympathy, though. W comes from a family where the smart brother is named Jeb. So you have to kind of... Take a moment, just have a little moment of silence. And you can't blame the economy on him. They say the economy is essentially sound because people are considering buying things. That's like saying fat people are healthy because they might exercise. But no. We need help. We went to the world. I like the fact the American government went all around the world and the French were going, I feel so bad for you, huh? Sad, dude. Who has $750 billion they can spare? And I'm going, the only people in the world, the Saudis, can you spare I will give you $750 billion. All I want is a picture of Angelina Jolie and Louis Walsh. I changed that reference for England. Thank God that worked. Thank you. But it was the economy, the whole thing, and the whole debate. Basically, it was we had Obama, Fresh Prince, McCain, Uncle Fester on the Adams Family. And the debates were so amazing. The first debate, two people speaking in complete sentences after 8 years of W. I was going, thank you, God! I was beginning to think our electoral process was like the Special Olympics of politics. I was like, no! The second debate, McCain started to get a little like, that one. And then the third debate, oh, well, McCain was just like, he starts to look like your uncle who's on a new drug and he hasn't got the dosage right. And you find him wandering around the mall going, I've got a plan! I know where Osama is, tell us! I'm not gonna tell you yet! Where's the plumber? Where's Joe? Where's the plumber? Get in the car, Uncle John, get in the car.
The greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness.
If you want to get a copy of my DVD or CD, go to joeconti.com and it'll take you right to our website and you can purchase it right online. Or go to CD Baby or iTunes and get it. It's called Happiness.
It's not bad.
It's fantastic, dude.
It's not
bad. You have no idea. It's an hour of mundane comedy. It's fantastic. Hey, who needs Ambien? I got Ambien on a disc.
I got Ambien Viagra in Life with Happiness. Happiness. Joe Conti CD.
Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness.
$20 for a DVD and CD total, including shipping.
Thank you. Good night.
You can order a
CD. Enjoy your purchase.
You can order a CD by itself, a DVD by itself.
I'm getting these purchasing orders out. Just buy that fucking CD.
Shut up and stop bothering us. Just keep ordering. Hit refresh and do it again.
I got more than my share of happiness.
Yeah, it's good. Just fucking buy it.
All right, welcome back, Conti and Kenny Show. Conti's on his way.
Yep.
Here with Frank.
You should fire your producer. We just had, like, Robin Williams is dead. Here's a Robin Williams bit. And a commercial for a different comedian's CD, DVD.
Yeah.
Nice.
And we got Champagne Mike and our comedian buddy, Keith Carnevale. You got anything coming up soon? I saw something about the Key West Comedy Festival.
Yeah, Key West Comedy Festival. It's 7th through 13th.
September?
Yeah.
Sorry. Nah, that's got to be a nice gig.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Well, I'm going down to Okoruchi, so we'll find out.
Oh, man.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, we heard about the Bonnaroo exploits.
Oh, yeah? The mushrooms?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great. And when he first, the big thing was when he showed the picture of the RV you guys had.
Right.
It's
RV.
Same fucking one from Stripes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same. It was great. Yeah, I saw it.
He didn't drive one fucking mile there or back. I was like, you motherfucker.
No kidding. Yeah, yeah. But that's a great trip, though.
Oh, yeah, it was fun. It was great. No,
the best thing he did is the RV.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
We lived human.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we lived human.
Exactly.
I don't know, you sleep in your car, and as soon as the sun comes up, you're done.
Bacon hot. You got
to
get up.
Yeah. You can't fight. Then you're walking around like zombies. So just, we had a great
rain and, everything. You've got a little apartment.
Yeah.
Apartment.
We were living like kings.
That's great. Is that your RV or your apartment?
Yeah, it's mine,
Oh, that's great, man. That's great. Yeah, if the shit hits the fan, you hit the road.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's good, yeah.
Like Randy Quaid in Christmas Vacation. You just got to find a sort of empty.
And that's an RV. Don't you get too attached to it.
Just cleaning the shit around.
Yeah. I mean.
Over the last week, my house has oil heat.
Right.
And during the polar fucking vortex,
I was paying. I guess me too.
40 days. For 40 days,
I hear you paying.
I was paying $841.
Yep.
With two people living in the house.
Yeah.
Wow. And I was traveling most of the time.
I had my heat at like 45 degrees.
Exactly, yeah. It didn't go past.
I had an electric heater in my bedroom. My cats were pissed. I was like, fuck you.
It didn't go past, like, I think we didn't put it like past like 58.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, we got new windows. Finally, we go to the neighbors, and I asked them around. I said, you know what? Because we were paying.
You didn't shop your oil?
What's that?
Did you shop the oil?
Yeah. But it's up and down. It's like fucking gold prices.
Yeah, I know.
So we're sitting there, and you know, 1 month, if every 40 days, it's $5.75, $6.12. Then it was $8.40. Finally, we were like, fuck this. We're doing something. So I asked my neighbor. I'm like, you know, the German guy. I've talked about him before. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk lawns and stuff like that and siding.
Manly.
I checked out his new deck, you know.
Nice deck.
And he was an engineer, but total German. Und the kids, they drive the cars und down the road. It makes a loud noise. Und the loud noise. The whole thing. He's a great guy. Great guy. So I ask him, I'm like, you know, how much do you pay a month for your oil? And he goes, oh, it's very expensive. It's $80. I'm like, are you fucking shit me?
Who's he burning?
That's funny. That's funny. You're exactly right. So we finally decided to, long story short, this week we're getting get the old furnace out.
All right.
And they're putting a gas burner in.
Okay.
The whole thing. Here's my stupid things that I do that make me laugh is every time my sister would say hot water heater, I would go, what for? Because it's a George Carlin bit.
Right.
And I did it so many times to the point where my sister was like, would you shut the fuck up? Because the bit is, he goes, I'm going to play it, but it's like, you know, you ever think about words? Think about hot water heater. Hot water heater. What for? The water's already hot.
Yeah.
You know, and you need a here. All right, let me play it a bit. And it was relentless because every time she said it, I would go hot. She would go hot water heater. I go, what for? And I would do the whole bit. It would just be me and her hanging out. And she's like, would you shut the fuck up, please? So here's the bit from 1977.
There's some just plain old words that are sort of fun to think of or look at more closely than usual. Things like hot water heater. Have you thought of hot water heaters?
Pardon me? I said I'd like to buy a hot water heater. What the hell for? Hot water doesn't need to be heated. You must want a cold water heater. How about a hot water cooler?
Just that bit. Right. You know what I mean? Right. That's from 1977. That's how much I love Carlin. Is that bit, for some reason,
stuck with you.
Stuck with me. It stuck with me for 30-something. Whenever I first heard
it. Walking down the aisle of Home Depot. You see the hot water heaters? Does that come shooting out your mouth?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Me and my friend Maria, that we went to high school together, we were both huge Carlin fans. And to this day, I texted her this morning about the whole thing. And she was, this bit, for some reason, this bit just stuck with me, you know?
Yeah.
And now, you know, when was the last time I saw it from 1977? I don't remember.
Right.
But Carlin was one of the ones where, you know, I took my stepfather's records and played them upstairs, which was true.
Right.
Red Fox records and everything. That was all the stand-up stuff. You know, AM/FM, Class Clown, Occupation Fool, all these old albums that I would listen to Carlin. And for some reason, so my sister, every day, every time she would say hot water heater, I'd go, what for?
I would yell out, I am fuck. Fuck of the mountain. And then that stuck with me, so I was a little kid. I don't know why.
I still don't know why. I rat shit, bat shit, dirty old twat. 69 assholes tied in a knot. Hey, lizard shit. Fuck. You know?
It was great.
But it's been relentless. Absolutely relentless. The guys are sitting there and they're, you know, screwing stuff in and doing pipes and everything. I'd be right behind her watching them do this, and she'd be talking to them. And it's something with the hot water heater, and it got to the point where I just go, what for? She's like, shut up. And it made me laugh. It made me laugh all week. It should cost me $7,000 to put that motherfucker in.
Yeah,
exactly. A couple of things. I didn't get a chance to write them down, but
Things I want to talk about. What do you? Let's go. You know what? Fucking Tony Stewart. Let's do that one. I got. Here's a couple of things we're going to talk about. I got. Whatchamacallit?
Riveting.
It's like, yeah. Tony Stewart. I've got a tiger story and fucking. Hold on. We'll start with this before we get into that. First, kids are making bed bug drugs.
Really?
Yeah.
They're grinding them up.
They're grinding bed bugs up. Yeah, because there's a neurotoxin in the bed bugs juice that if you grind them up and then make almost like a tea out of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you anything bed mothers bugs. Are what trying to spread this rumor.
Fucking really? Bed bugs, yeah.
Mothers are spreading this rumor just to get their kids to clean their damn beds.
Yeah, to get them off the heroin. Try bed bugs.
Yeah. Could you imagine this? We'll bring bugs. This up.
How do you think of shit like that?
Who's the first one to try that?
How do you fucking...
I'm going to dip my bed bugs in my tea to see what...
I think you stole cockroaches. Nah, that didn't work.
caterpillars.
School kids are smoking and injecting crushed bed bugs to get
injecting?
High.
Injecting.
From a hallucinogen substance they contain.
How good's the high? Mm.
Yeah, there's some kind of a chemical inside a bed bug. Bed bugs, fucking bed bugs.
See, they're on the subway in New York.
See that? They're on the subway.
Can you snort a line of bed bugs?
No,
the subway?
No.
It looks like it's fake, though.
There's one bed bug pimp. Selling the rest of his 9,000 family members.
Yeah.
He's selling them off like bags, like dime bags.
Yeah, but, you know, you had good crop in the area too.
A little bed bug going. Yeah, you want to get high? Want to get high? Here's my 9,000 kids right here on the back of his chair.
Take some.
Stay away from. He's not a real bed bug. He's on a couch. He's a couch bug.
We can play fact or crap, or do we want to just keep going with this? How much of this do you think is real?
It's absolutely real. I saw it on MSNBC.
It is not real.
It's not real.
It could have been had. It is false.
No.
Apparently, it's based off, like, someone took a real report from, like, KNXV-TV for dabbing, like, inhaling butane. And they just changed like all the butane references to bedbug.
It's a female's voice and a male's voice called bedbug.
I saw this
on TV.
They got had.
No, see that media shit? Right. Everybody wants to run with it.
We've everything on the internet.
Fucking got me on that one. Because it sounded professional because there was a trip to Flick the Circle.
Hi there, this is Shane Watson from Phoenix, Arizona, and I have some fantastic news for you. I am not addicted to bedbugs. I'm not addicted to Jankum, and I'm not addicted to dabbing. Never was. So I'm going to make this as brief as possible because I know you have a short attention span. So I'm going to breeze through this very quickly. First and foremost, number one, the video of me talking about being addicted
to
smoking
bed bugs. This is the guy who's on the video you saw.
Is a hoax. It's a creative one, but it's a hoax. So if you fell for it, you can't get high off of bed bugs.
What do you think?
I've never attempted it.
What do you think they do?
Guessing that you can't get high off
of bed
bugs.
So far, nothing, but maybe just attention.
Very well done by the guy that created the video, and it has absolutely blown up. And gone viral, but it's not true. So first, we've got that out of the way. Second, the video that it's based on, where it took guy that made it took clips of me talking about it, you know, the effects of it and things like that, were taken from another misleading video. I did an interview last fall with ABC 15 here in Phoenix regarding dabbing, smoking butane hash oil, concentrated form of THC. Which I used exactly once. I was never addicted to it. I used marijuana for several years, but was never addicted to dabbing. I dabbed one time, exactly once, and
dabbled
I told
and
the reporter who did the story of that. My addictions involve alcohol, heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine.
Let's get this straight.
I love my coke.
The article was written by ABC 15, and the way the video was edited,
that's crazy.
Quotes of mine interspersed with narration by the reporter, made it seem like I talked about being addicted to dabbing and my rock bottom having to do with dabbing. If you watch the video, at no point will you ever
Shane
hear
Watson.
Me say that I was
sounds
addicted
like the English
to dabbing
version of
or ball that my
bag,
rock
teabagging.
Bottom was caused by dabbing.
I am
because
dabbing.
I never said that. My rock bottom was caused by alcohol. So we've cleared that up, and down in the body text of the description of this YouTube video, you will see a link to an article by Ray Stern of the Phoenix New Times clearing up exactly that about the dabbing article. Thank you for that, Ray. And finally, one last thing. I am not here to tell adults what they can and cannot do with their lives. I have no interest in telling adults whether or not it's their, you know, whether or not they should choose to use alcohol or drugs or whatever. That's not my business. I don't like being told what to do, and I'm not going to tell you what to do. I am in the business, the field of prevention for children. And even then, I don't tell kids what to do. I tell them what I did and what happened because of it. Because I don't want kids to get caught up in addiction like I did. I don't want kids to end up in the system. I don't want them
okay,
to
we can,
suffer
we can,
the consequences that I face.
Yeah, he's got about a minute more. It's actually an interesting video about you look up Shane Watson, bedbug addict, and you'll find the truth. So what's interesting about this is a couple of things. One, he has some real problems.
Yes.
Right? He tried to reach out about those problems. They were first misrepresented as an addiction to this new drug called dabbing, I guess, like THC, dabbing, butane, whatever. And then later on, someone remixed that misrepresentation into a different representation that was that he was addicted to bedbugs.
Bedbugs. That's crazy.
So that's your media.
I saw it on, it was MSNBC or something. Yeah, it was bedbugs. And it sounded legit because Joe Coletta, Cousin Joe, he ordered potpourri off the internet for $1 a pound or something.
Right.
And it was the shit you put in the other, like the poppy things and the thing. Fucking guy puts him in a fucking coffee grinder, mixes him with OJ, and he's got liquid fucking heroin. It was like liquid Percocet.
Really?
Johnny O loved it. Yeah, and he was... yeah, and it was...
He's Irish. He'll drink anything.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, well, my back's killing me. I just need a little. I just need a little ping.
This is it.
Yeah, one of the greatest lines Otto ever had was Johnny O's like, "Yeah, I want to smoke. I just want that ping in the back of my head." And Otto goes, "What are you, a fucking Kennedy?" But Joe Coletta, he would buy these poppies,
right.
You know, grind them down, and it was mixed with like a OJ, like right. An acidic thing,
yeah.
And then drink them, and it was like taking like pain medicine.
Wow.
You know, because like it's the opiate. Cheap, but I figured, you know,
if
there was some scientist that was dissecting a bed bug or seeing, you know, or finding a new way to kill bed bugs, so right. You got to find the makeup of bed bug, right. Some tryptophan or whatever it is.
Right.
You're like, well, that's the same ingredient as in mushrooms.
Yeah.
You know, or that's the same ingredient as peyote.
Right.
You know, you would think, all right, shit. I'll make some
bed bug
tea.
Bed bug tea works.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it, just put them in the cookie dough.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
I might believe that somebody will actually try the bed bug thing.
Oh, he's some asshole, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they just said, White Ass Brent is like, Kenny is so fucking gullible. He's like, 4 years, I can't wait to hear a new story
Kenny's
where
still
kids
gonna
are
go home and try it.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
why
no,
not?
No.
You never know.
I never did.
I do love the paint huffing, and then like when you see the faces.
Oh yeah, the blue, red, black, whatever color you have.
Yeah, in high school, this girl Marissa, we had green and gold
right.
Was the colors, and it was a green sweatshirt and gold writing, you know.
Yeah.
And she had Scotch Guard all day, and she was a black girl. At the end of the day, she's in a parking lot, and she's puking, and she's
puking
black,
like rolling over
she's
face.
She's black, and it's just all yellow. her entire face is like the paint from the you know. The lettering was on her face.
That's great.
Yeah. Fucking crazy. Yeah, well, they got me on that one, man.
Well, you know, some asshole kid is gonna definitely try it.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, smoking banana peels or all kinds of jailhouse.
I try that.
All kinds of jailhouse
gets me
stuff.
People in jail off. I'm fascinated on how great engineering and shit they're able to pull off in prison.
Absolutely, yeah. I see that lockup and whatnot.
Between the hooch and making a tattoo machine with the motor of a cassette deck.
Ink,
everything. I had a kid guy working for me. He was in jail like 15 years for various shit. He would tell me all these fascinating stories. I was like, wow, just incredible. Like, not like just you're sitting in a fucking cubicle.
What about the thing they take the elastic out of the sheets or whatever, and they make one of those slingshots?
Like a
slingshot. Yeah. A fucking, you know, a guy's
toilet paper knife.
Right.
Like a shank.
The ingenuity.
Yeah.
I thought I was clever when I was doing stand up on the road, and I had a cup of soup, like a cup of noodles.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, there's no fucking hot water here.
Right.
So then I realized that if you run the hot water without coffee through the coffee machine, you
ta-da.
Got boiling hot water.
Ta-da. I am a genius.
Yeah. I got a cup of noodles. 99, 98 dinner. Cents. Yeah.
Dinner.
I won't starve in Poughkeepsie. Yeah.
Right. Next week I get the chicken cup of noodles. Yeah. I'm tired of
all they had was the shrimp flavor.
Yeah, shrimp. And there weren't no shrimp. They were bed bugs. Those motherfuckers.
They
yeah.
looked like yeah. you ever yeah. seen yeah, really. Sun dried.
Yeah, there weren't no. There was no shrimp.
Don't get the cup of noodles. The shrimp
cockroach.
Flavor.
Yeah,
yeah.
They look. I like, never seen they, shrimp they
look,
that small.
They look like little mealworms.
Yeah, yeah. If you're a goldfish, you're a tiny eating that shit.
Yeah, fucking turtles. Yeah. Eat that. Yeah, they love
no,
it.
No, they'll fucking pass on it.
New Year's Eve a couple of years ago, me and Jeff Norris were doing out in Connecticut, Catch a Rising Star in Stanford. And I had this girl come down and hang out with me, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. It was a great night, New Year's Eve,
right?
Blast! You know, I got laid. You know right. what I mean? It was, but I had a cup of noodles, and we got stoned as shit.
Dinner,
yeah. So I showed Jeff my trick. And he's like, I'm starving. And the funniest thing, he opens the thing up and he goes, are these fresh peas?
Really? The shelf life of a cup of noodles is forever. You're taking on a space voyage.
It really is. It's like yeah. it's more
like that milk they had, that something flat milk, that fucking milk in a box.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You can take that on a voyage to Mars and back and still make coffee with that shit.
Oh, that's fucking funny. Oh, fucking shrimp-flavored cup of noodles. What, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, I can taste the shrimp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all taste the same. The shrimp, the chicken, the beef.
Yeah. Tastes like plastic.
Salt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Salt.
It's salt. Salty yeah, your plastic. Head swells up the next morning. Yeah. You're like, yeah, have a great, have a nice day.
Didn't they say that? Yeah. Isn't like
can't
a thing
get the cock ring off.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Everything's fucked up, right?
They did say when you eat that shit, it expands your stomach like fucking
oh,
bad.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, it, look at the size
it's
of
pure
food.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, it's like magic food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Yeah, triples exactly. the size in your stomach. And you're still, you know, you're hungry after that shit.
Yeah. There's two things I'll wait for Joe to get here. But let's talk about Tony Stewart.
Oh, road
this,
rage,
this son of a bitch.
That's like every day in the Cross Bronx. What happened? Yeah, it's like every day in the Bronx, rush hour in the city. Absolutely, yeah,
exactly. It fucking like you know, I used to drive the Belt Parkway.
Right,
you know, it's a fucking racing car.
That fucking road is horrible.
It's a racing
man.
Car game.
It's like in there, inches away from each other. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah. And then you're doing 65 in the middle
and,
lane,
right?
And
you're
got
the
those,
asshole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you got the fucking guys on the rice burners.
Yeah,
doing 85 in between.
And the fucking road, there's potholes all over the fucking thing. I wouldn't drive a fucking.
There's no. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You're out of your mind.
It's like it's fucking Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, exactly. It's like everyone just stole a car and they got on that road at the same time.
Right. Free fall.
Gotta get to Staten Island where it's safe.
Most of the times, besides for the Hasidic Jews,
right? Oh.
Everybody drives.
They're
like
great
they
drivers
gotta,
too.
They gotta well, they gotta know, drive. Also. Everyone else drives like I gotta be first.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
Everyone's right. jockeying, and then.
The Ascetics. That's like Frogger or some shit. The Ascetics get in the way. It's like
yeah.
it's bonus points.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then when you get an ambulance or a cop,
right?
You and you say you're in the left lane and you scooch over,
right.
And then once that cop, boom, right behind a cop.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah,
you
yeah.
follow.
Yeah.
You follow
yeah, it's like going to
it's like a win right there.
Right.
Yeah, you just follow him and you're like, this is good. But you got to watch out for every other asshole cutting in front of you.
Right.
You got to stay right on his ass.
And those lanes are narrow too.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no room.
You're touching doors half the time, man. Yeah. Sparks are flying. Yeah.
There's no room. No room. But, yeah, Tony Stewart, whatchamacallit, the thing is that he was at what's it called? Street Cross? Something
like that. It was like a dirt track.
Dirt
running.
Track. Yeah,
yeah
right. So it was a little
aerodynamic.
Yeah, a little dune buggy looking thing.
Fin on the top of that.
Yeah, I thought you once you race a certain... level.
Yeah, they said that's off season. They do is that. It? I've never heard that before.
No,
yeah.
they do the sprint, the truck, the pickup truck one. They do the dirt track.
Yeah, these NASCAR guys will do like I guess there's an off season of NASCAR.
No. He had a race the next day. He had a race
oh,
Sunday.
Really?
This was Friday night. I think Friday night up in upstate New York.
He'll take any gig.
And he had a big race, sprint cup race
maybe
on Sunday.
Practice. I don't
he'll
know.
Take any gig. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who books that? Who books that
he's
dirt track?
Actor, yeah.
In Rochester.
Yeah. Yeah. It was who books that gig? So,
did you get fed on that one?
Yeah. Get a room?
Yeah.
Who pays for the gas?
So what happened This 20-year-old kid, his name was Ward, something Ward. I guess they had a fender bender or whatever. Tony Stewart
They bumped doors or some shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Tony Stewart is known for being aggressive and fighting people after the race and shit, throwing his helmet at cars. You know.
Issues. Probably drives in a wife beater. He drives his uniform. Yeah. He doesn't even want to patch the wife beater on. That's it.
He, so he's known for that stuff. So this 20-year-old kid, who's a dirt, you know, he's been racing since he was 15.
Right.
So he knows what he's doing. I guess they, you know, traded paint, as they say. And so he gets spun out, and his car is facing the opposite way on the berm, because each track is kind of like an incline. You know what I mean? Almost like a bowl, you know? So his car is facing the other way. They've got a caution flag. The 20-year-old gets out of his car, okay, and starts walking down to the middle of the track. Don't and now move. Everybody's the cars are still doing 40, 50, 60 miles an hour on a caution flag. A couple of the cars are on the low side. They pass right by him, don't even see him. Then what you see is he's pointing at Tony Stewart. Tony Stewart is the second car behind, okay? This car pulls up. You can hear him down accelerate. You hear the car go, you know what I mean? And get out of the way of this kid in the middle lane. Tony Stewart comes up, and you hear him nail the gas. You totally hear him nail the gas. The back kind of
fishtails.
Fishtails, and this kid goes flying. Oof. You know what I mean? So it basically was like, this guy was like, I'm going to
splash him with a puddle.
I'm going to see.
A puddle at 210 miles an hour.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thanks, I'm going to,
whatchamacallit? Let me see if I can pull this up. Frank's not here. We're going to do this on the fly.
It tags him nicely, though.
No, it tags him nicely. Yeah, kid's dead.
Nice and tender.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see if, bear with us, folks. Ta-da. Hey, there he is. Perfect timing.
Hey, how you been? Nice to see you.
What's that Don Rickles song? What's up, Valley?
What's up, man? How was the turnpike?
Everything was fine. It was just because we got out so late.
Dun, 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 dun.
I hate everybody.
Dun, dun, dun.
Not you three.
Not
dun, dun, dun.
Holy shit. What a nightmare.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm so fucking aggravated.
Okay, you get catch your breath. Just pop me on.
You are...
Yeah, pop me on there.
Right there.
All right. Now, you guys, for the people listening, you're not going to be able to see it, just the visual that I told you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to stop it, and I want you guys to hear the acceleration of Tony Stewart, okay? So we're going to watch this, and it's a minute and 30 seconds, so just bear with me. Okay, fine. No, I don't want to sign in. I don't have to sign in. Okay. Pop me up volume, please. Okay, now they're racing. Tony Stewart puts him into the fence, okay?
That was a short track, too.
Joe, can you give me volume?
It's as high as it goes, man.
High as it goes?
Try the volume in YouTube.
Yeah, it's as high as it goes, yeah.
It's
you know, it's somebody taped. Hold on, let me find a better version. Somebody took this off the TV. Hold on a second. Give me one second. Give me one second.
What are you coming up by Cherry Hill?
Joe? Fuck me. Yeah, I was down in Deptford.
Deptford, yeah.
Fucking annoying. I'm getting sick of it.
Which way are you going? Turnpike all the way down?
No, 295, the turnpike, blah, 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 to the parkway.
All right.
Just... no reason I should be leaving there at fucking 10 to 7.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Are you going to show it to these guys?
Yeah.
Well, this is a different angle. This is a complete different angle. I didn't see this one.
No, that's a different crash. That's not it.
Oh, that's a different crash?
That's pretty cool.
Oh, this isn't it. This is a different fucking video. Son of a cunt.
They all look alike.
And what do you call these vehicles, these type of cars?
Sprint car?
I don't know.
Sprint car? Is that what it is? They got like the little flaps on them?
Yeah, the wind control. They're fucking keeping down to the ground, I think. It's a short track, though. They're zipping around pretty.
This is a fucking weird one.
Yeah.
This whole thing.
Yeah, I know this is like this type of racing is below the white trash NASCAR racing. It's
like, yeah. I don't understand any of it. I don't understand qualifying and this and that.
They can't even afford.
That's like
the meth users to like the heroin users.
Right.
So one step
but
down.
All of it, you know, I just don't get it. But
you think he's sleeping tonight?
But this thing that happened.
Fucking cunt kidding me. They're gonna
this guy's fucked, I think.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. No. The kid's on the track. He should know better not to be.
I think that's the video itself is going to be what two things are going to be. We'll watch it real quick.
But these guys are told once their car crashes not to go on the track.
They're not going to show it on this. No. They're going to show right up to it, and then that's it. Well, anyway,
fucking bugless.
You don't need it. Everybody's seen it.
Okay, yeah. What I'm saying is, when you replay it, you can hear him hit the gas. Yeah. You know, to scare the kid, get him with a puddle. It's exactly what he was doing.
If he hit him with the front of the car, then I'd say he's fucked.
Right,
but he hit him with the back of the car.
Right, which means he was basically doing that thing where like, yeah, you really motherfucker, and then you're turning the wheel.
What happens is he hit the gas, so the thing
kicks out. It's like Kenny said, it's the biggest whoopsie of all time because you know, and what's going to get this guy keep him from not getting
a kid walking on the track like
and that. Also that he's a famous guy.
You think so?
I think that absolutely has something to do with it. I don't even know anything about this stuff, and I know I've heard of Tony Stewart.
The prosecutor said there's no reason to file charges or anything, but they're doing another investigation.
Well, they're going to have to say that, you know. They got to say that.
If you look at it too,
and then they look like the track is investigating. Yeah, okay.
If you look at it too, he's in the middle of the track, okay, and when he instead of like going to the left and getting away from the kid,
right.
He ends up on top. He ends up going up to instead of going down away from the guy. He ends up going to the right, like almost like if he was trying to yank the car towards him.
Yeah.
And like I said, the guy didn't
playing chicken.
He didn't want to kill him. He just fucked up really bad, you know. And who knows? Maybe a manslaughter charge or an involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah. Plus the fact of this guy.
He was on the track.
He's walking out, and
you're told to stay in your car and all that.
You know, I'm sure if it's on fire, you get out, but you know,
they know better. They just know.
You could have punched him after the race.
Yeah, I mean, they go and they start swinging at each other when they still have their helmets on. It's hilarious. It's like the Great Gazoo fighting his twin brother. It's just awesome. But it's really silly, and it's just like. I don't know. You see what happened beforehand.
Right.
He kind of cut him off into the thing, and then when he came around again, that's when he, you know, he waited for him. Right. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're pointing at. I understand. I guess you're incensed, but you have to have some sort of wherewithal to go. Come on, man. You know, it's not a. It's not a Mercedes on an Autobahn going straight. It would drive
in your face.
It's just it's.
What's the deal?
Sorry. That's what you could.
It's just it's frightening,
right.
To think that this dude was just like, you know, like come on at me, you know, like,
motherfucker.
Yeah, man. It's like, what are you doing? And he's pointing at him, and they said that this guy Tony Stewart is known to have a hot head.
Yeah,
so probably in his car, he was like, yeah, really, fuck you, you fucking, and ooh, move out of the way, and whoops, and you know, the back end. And the back end of the car hit him, and then
send him flying.
Like dragged him, and he went about 50 feet.
Shot him out,
man.
And he landed like a he landed with one arm behind him and the other one spread out like a Family Guy character.
Oh. Yeah.
You know how Family Guys are always like that.
Yeah.
Giggity.
Kenny, I do have to.
This is I fucked this thing already.
I do have to correct you on something.
Yeah.
When you were talking, when 4 years called in.
Yeah.
And you were talking to 4 years, and you were also mentioning about the fact that he's been to all these different things, and he's got the big beard, and you know, kids and all that shit.
Great phone call.
But that's not him.
Wrong dude.
That's Beard Nation from Canada.
Oops.
4 years is Jeremiah, which you were correct about the email address, which is where he came up with the name 4 years. He obviously, we know that he had some issues when he was talking about it, you know, with his, but you're sitting there and it was hilarious because I'm sitting there going, that's not 4 years.
I'm yelling at
my dashboard like a complete and other psychopath. You're going, hey, and he's been through eight, you know, Turkish bath, Turkish Persian camps.
Yeah, right.
That's Bearded Nation from Canada.
I mix both of them because for 4 years, we've talked to 4 years about a bunch.
There's Canadian Bacon who...
Added all them up together.
Yeah,
and that guy never stopped and said, listen, you're talking to the wrong dude.
No. We've talked to him about it.
When he was speaking about his time of pain and almost doing that, so it almost sounded like it. And Kenny basically mixed all of our eight listeners together into one. They're all in the center square, Kenny. False fate ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true.
It's fantastic.
So for the bed bug story, too.
Oh, for you. I have a large beard as well. I can send a pic. No, 4 years. We've talked about a bunch of stuff. I just mixed stories together.
I was listening, then it was actually a fake.
What's that?
A fake story?
What? Which one?
Bed bugs, right?
The bed bugs thing?
Yeah, the bed bugs one was.
Hoax.
That when we were on our way up is when she was like, she said something about Robin Williams. And I said, check for a hoax first. Yeah. Dude, when I see a famous person dead on Facebook, my first reaction is hoax.
You called me regarding Otto. You said the same thing.
Oh, well, that was different. That was me fucking hoping and praying that it was a hoax. Yeah. This is more like, that's a hoax. Because 9 out of 10 times it is. Yeah. Just people are shit dicks. Yeah. People are just, all they want to do is just cause a fucking problem or make a 5 minute.
The Chumley guy from Porn Stars died like 5 fucking times already.
Exactly.
Chumley. Yeah. That'd be a shame. I'd be more upset at that than
not Chumley.
Than Robin Williams.
Unreal, man.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Over the weekend here, there's just a people observation. I went to the Yankee game, Paul O'Neill Day, Saturday.
Bobblehead.
Bobblehead Day. Oh, real quick, how was MLR? How was the show?
Oh, the MLR thing was great.
It was good.
Saturday, yeah, it was the whole thing where everything was
up in Montclair.
Yeah, they made the whole more like radio where we're on. It's the second year now. They have an annual event where people who do the show all fly into Jersey, New York, and then they put on a show where it's a live broadcast, and then they do comedy and then a band. Mm-hmm. And last year they did it was the first one, and then this year they did it again. And of course, this year a week before they planned it out, they had the date. They asked me, they go, hey, you think Otto would want to do it? I call up Otto. He's like, yeah, I'll headline it. They were so thrilled. And then a week later, Otto passes away.
Right.
So, and plus Otto, we did the Puppies at Sunshine and broadcasted on more like radio. And they were like, Otto has done so much for this network. They were like, we're going to just dedicate this whole thing to Otto. And they raised, I think it was almost $600.
Right.
You know what? For a bunch of people just coming to hang out at a bar, watch some comics.
Was it in the front room at the bar?
The big front room. And it was great. The band, dude, the band was so cool. It was all these kids from Bergen Community College.
Really?
And they're called BPM. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's like an ensemble. Like, 7 of them are up there and they're playing a song, right?
Right.
Then 3 come off and 2 other ones go on.
Right.
It's like one of those bad fucking jokes. Really? Like, you're driving a bus, right? 13 people are on. 2 get off. 4 go back on.
Line
Who's
change.
Driving the bus?
Yeah.
And they kept doing it. And they would go from a Jimi Hendrix, then Frankie Valli, then Nirvana.
Right.
Then Steel. It was like they played all different genres of music and they just kept switching it up.
Right.
And they were great.
Really?
And then, you know, the shows were, you know, there was a bunch of, you know, comics who are on more like radio. And Kenny couldn't make it, so I got Johnny O was right here. And I said, you know what, Johnny O, you want to come up and do a spot?
I would have had round them.
Liar!
Johnny O anyway.
But it was great. It was awesome. And they actually broadcasted it, and they're going to rebroadcast it. So if you guys ever want to check it out. But it was great. And
good turnout.
It was a good turnout, and it was nice to see people come out and be generous because of a guy who we all respected and still respect and love, and it was just great.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And of course, because I was the last guy going up, so I went up and did my thing. What happened?
Scrambler says, "How about Conti telling me he wanted to punch me in the face?"
I wanted to punch Scrambler right in the mouth. He's one of the guys that does one of the shows, and I'm like, he looks like a handsome, tall, fucking, like, you know, good looking guy with a full head of hair. I'm like, the fuck are you doing during internet radio? You should be a fucking half a troll like myself. I was like, I want to punch him right in his fucking jaw.
Oh, Scrambler's a looker?
He's handsome.
Tall glass of water?
Look, I call a guy handsome. I don't call a guy sexy or a looker. There's certain things you can't say. You can recognize another man and go, hey, that's a good-looking dude. He probably gets a lot of pussy.
Right.
We can look at it. Well, it's never sexy. Right. It's never hot. Right. The best I can do is, it's a good-looking dude, or that's handsome. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
I can't say sexy, you know.
Or I want to see his dick.
Yeah. There's no heterosexual way to go. You got some pretty cool eyes. Yeah.
No. The only thing you can do is be like, that guy's jacked. Look at his fucking arms.
Well, yeah. See this guy's eyes?
Yeah, really stunning.
His fucking eyes are piercing blue, I tell you.
He walks so gently.
But yeah, it was great. And of course, they had me and Johnny finish up the show. And when I was done, because Trish didn't want to go. She wanted to go, but she was having a real bad day, and so was Lona.
She didn't make it either, Lona?
Yeah, and so I just said, look, on behalf of Otto's family, I got fucking all emotional.
Did you?
I suck. I couldn't do it.
You jerked it to you?
No. Oh, yeah. I was like, you know, he's just one of my friends. And I'm like, I got to go. Take care. I'm out of here, man.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but it was...
Nothing wrong with that.
No, but it was great. And it was a lot of fun, and I thank everybody who came out and all the other people from MLR. They were awesome. It was good.
That's good.
And how was the Yankee Stadium?
It was great. It was great. It was fun. Had a bunch of the family, and Paul O'Neill Day.
Okay.
Gave him the plaque. Now, here's the whole thing.
I can't believe it. I'm sorry. Somebody just sent something to me in the chat, and they say they have audio of me right at the end of my set. Yikes. I can't believe they found that. Unbelievable. How did you guys find that? It's fucking amazing. Jesus, you guys are fucking dicks.
Yeah, it was one of those things that I haven't seen my brother in a while, and my sister and my new sister-in-law. It was a birthday. She had a name up on the big board. It was a whole to-do.
Oh, really?
Kind of a thing. Yeah, yeah. So it was something I had to do. I had to spend some family time. And,
that's all right. You went and you did family. You couldn't make the MLR thing,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a terrible idea.
That's a terrible idea. That's a terrible idea. That's a terrible idea.
And why do I repeat it every time you play it?
That's a terrible idea.
That's a terrible idea.
It's Charles
Barkley.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's like Pavlov's Dogs or something. It's I just have to do it. So I'm at the game, okay? Here's one thing I wanted to bring up. Who do you think you are? The random guy in the stands that tries to get the crowd to make noise.
Oh, it's like that fireman douchebag on a jacket.
Now, him different because they know firemen.
They crushed
him.
He's going to quit.
He's gone. Yeah. I'm talking about the regular guy.
Some dumb drunk.
Just sitting there going, come on. I'm sitting there and I'm watching these people.
Start a wave.
And they're trying to, you know, there's two strikes, two outs, you know, in the fourth.
Right, of course.
And this guy's trying to get the crowd. And there's no fucking possible way.
Yeah, you're not going to convince
this
team.
This jerk off is going to...
Die, you fucking Jew motherfucker.
Have any impact on me on or how loud I'm going to fucking cheer.
Right, you know?
I'm going to be.
You throw beer at him.
Yeah.
Shut up,
and you see there's a whole bunch of them. And they've got this grandiose God complex.
Welcome to retards.
God complex that they think they could arouse 54,000 people into a frenzy. The Jim Beam Suite, 303-17, right behind home plate. Kind of, it was up,
yeah,
but it's very nice.
Yeah, it was in a bleachers when on the creatures.
Shut your hole.
I like sitting there most though.
No. When I went, it was only in the back, only in the fucking creature. What do you call it? The creature bleachers or something.
Bleacher creatures. Yeah.
I
took a ship there.
And the bleachers.
The bleachers.
No, I got better seats.
Okay. Well, of course, if you have better seats, you have to take a shit on them.
Yeah. Ship.
Oh, a ship there.
I might have took a shit.
I thought you said you took a shit in your seat.
Oh, did I? I don't know.
Well, that's a typical Yankee fan in the Bronx. I mean, that's nothing.
They must have lost to the Red Sox.
I threw my
jacket over the side, and that fat pitcher, the Japanese guy, threw it back to me.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
I don't know. Not Ichimo. What the hell is his name?
Ichimo.
No, I don't know. The big fat guy. No, that's Venezuela. What the fuck's the fat pitcher from the Yankees?
David Wells?
How long?
No, he's Yaba? Chinese.
Oh, Chinese.
Oh, Arabu.
Yeah. I don't know. He's a fat guy.
How did you hit Hookie Dookie as I said Arabu?
Are you sure? I think I have sound of the
Bartolo
guy.
Bartolo Colon?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever. The fat guy was like, you know, you don't know what he said to me. He gave my jacket back because I was a train wreck.
What year?
97, 98, maybe.
97, 98?
And then I was asked to leave John at the stadium.
Big fat guy. I'm not sure.
97, 98.
There was just the fattest baseball player ever, by the way.
Jabba was fat,
dude. Yeah, he was a fat.
It was 97.
See him now, what he looks like? Yeah, he looks like Grizzly Adams.
Yeah, he looks weird.
He really looks awful.
I hate watching fat professional athletes.
Yeah.
I just hate it. I'll give you football because you can get away with it, but any other
sport? Like offensive linemen, I mean, they have to be.
What's funny is whenever you gain a little bit of weight, you always have that T-shirt tuck down, that shirt move. You know what I mean?
T-shirt tuck down.
Yeah, like T-shirt tuck down.
I think you kind of put air in underneath it, and you try to lift it up, and it moves from your fat.
We used to call it the alarm. Me and my friend Gabe, we used to call it the alarm. Yeah. If your shirt would come up, you'd do that. It's that same fluff out.
Yeah.
That same fluff out move. Okay. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Bartolo Colon on the Mets. Every pitch he throws, he does the fluff out.
The fluff
out. You'll see like a ridiculousness or like Tosh.0,
right.
And there's an internet video, and then a big fat kid falls. First thing he does is he's still on his back in a pile of dog shit. Still covers his stomach.
Yeah, you know? The worst is like getting into a fist fight and your fucking shirt comes up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're trying to protect yourself, but you're like, I'm trying to put my shirt back.
I'm trying to look good too.
His pants fell down.
You do that tummy thing. You know.
My friend was fighting and his fucking pants fell down, and it's like they kind of like had like a mutual stoppage for that, like to pick his pants up. It was that bad. Like someone went
during a fight.
Yeah, it was like either someone went in the middle of it and said, "Yo, I'll let him put his pants on." It was kind of like courtesy, and then they started fighting again.
The girls fighting in the gas station, the black girls, and the girl ends up naked. She didn't care.
She didn't miss a beat.
Didn't care, and she walked back to that like a Viking. I conquered. I fucking conquered.
She's a tough bitch, man. Yeah.
She probably drove home naked. Didn't say fuck.
Henrietta the Horrible.
She was pounding on.
I saw that.
Holy shit!
She stuck to the leather.
Yeah. Gotta get her out of. Crow,
Can you imagine? She came out, looks like she got black electrical tape all over her ass.
There's one more thing I wanted to bring up. This is going to be for the chat room also. I'm going to need White Ass Brent's help or whoever. I have this popped up. Do you guys, you got me on the thing on YouTube?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone listening in podcast, just go to YouTube and search Inbred White Tiger. Okay? Search Inbred White Tiger. And now just listen. It's the first tiger with Down syndrome.
Come on.
You got me?
Kenny in October of 2000, along with their mom and dad, Conway and Loretta. Since their arrival, they lived in the main compound at Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge, awaiting a large habitat to be built.
Holy shit.
Today, that's Kenny crazy. And Willie will, for the very first time, get to run and play in the grass in a large natural
catch
habitat
anything yet?
That is recently constructed just for
catch
them.
Catch anything else?
There's over 300 people at Turpentine Creek on this wonderful day to watch Kenny and Willie take their steps in the grass for the first time.
Anybody catch anything?
Well, the name Kenny? He looks like he's wearing John Lennon glasses. That's what it looks like. You know those little round glasses? This is... Let's hope he doesn't think any of those kids are like candy bars.
He's probably got a giant tiger cock.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, only thoughts, though.
Yeah. Retarded children, men.
You see the face on that thing?
Yeah, it looks
bizarre.
That's it. They were trying to make more white tigers, and they inbred it, and it has
bunch
deformity.
Of fucking idiots, man.
And you guys didn't catch it? What its name is?
Kenny.
Kenny. You're an inbred tiger.
Look at him. You sound like a fucking retard.
He gets into an enclosure. Now he's just eating grass.
We have a sound from the lion.
Munda like candy.
I don't know if he heard it or not.
How weird is that?
So he's a bright white tiger.
He's a white tiger, and his... but it looks like he got hit in the face with a bus.
Yeah.
He's got a short bus.
He's got.
Oh,
that was easy.
That was too easy.
Yeah, he's sitting right next to a tiger now, a regular tiger, majestic. And then you see him.
I wonder if he's playful.
He just keeps going in the baby pool. Yeah. There's a baby pool. He just dumps right into it.
I love
but
the music.
Even
even go that way. Go that way. You run away from him.
Even in the animal kingdom, inbreeding.
No, he's got no chance of surviving.
From Alabama, this tiger's from Alabama.
Slow and everything, too.
How weird is that, though?
Jacked up.
Laugh at the retards.
Dude, he's even got his tongue sticking out.
Well, they're saying that it might be, if you look at it, it looks like a Down syndrome kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all look alike.
Tonight, live on Broadway, Corky's playing the role of Cats.
Put him down, put him down, put him down.
He's got his teeth are all broken, see that?
Everything's, yeah, he's got a, you know.
He's got extra teeth in there, I don't know what he's doing.
He just keeps eating foliage. You're a meat
eater. Oh, Tin Man, you're lucky not to have a heart. You don't have to make fun of the retarded lion. This is so weird.
The other one's embarrassed to be with
him. All day. That's the only friend you got. Like, hey, George. Get away from me.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting. Inbred white tiger named Kenny.
I did see the the tiger, bear, and lion or something.
There it
they
is.
All hang out together. Some farm, they're like best friends. You ever see that?
No.
White-ass Brent just put it in the chat room.
There's like three animals. They all were rescued, and they all hang out all day, and they're like fucking huge.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a tiger. Put that in. Tiger, bear, and lion friends or something. There's a video. Where
oh, I seen that. Yeah,
they
yeah.
They
all grew
shit.
Up together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like
yeah.
besties. Pretty rolling between that. You ever see that one guy that walks around with the lions and tigers and shit?
Oh, yeah.
And then this ain't the regular guy.
No.
This guy's a real deal.
Yeah, well, he's like, hey, boy. And
the hyena bites him. He's like, get the fuck off me.
He
I'm
grabs,
like,
the,
oh,
he grabs
yeah,
the hyena
yeah.
and takes him. Like,
I'm
and
like,
he's like, get
oh,
out of here.
Yeah, and it runs.
Beat it.
Yeah.
There's another guy who went to live with the bears and he got eaten.
This guy walks in like he owns the place.
Yeah, I seen that guy. He just walks in.
He's the real deal.
The Alaskan bear guy was like, they're so majestic.
They're my friends.
He was like a David Spade, like a Andy Dick.
Yeah.
Like, how does Andy Dick be a conservationist?
Yeah,
then
the helicopter pilot found bones.
And all he found was a rib cage.
Stupid.
A rib cage and a Minolta.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They're still a fucking animal.
What are you thinking?
No way.
He just got hungry. Yeah, it was still, you know, actually, they said the camera taped the entire thing.
Oh, yes, that's right, yeah.
But they
won't.
I'd watch that.
Crunch.
Yeah, Scrambler just put it in with the bear and the tiger.
Hey, look at that.
Bear, tiger, and a lion.
Go between that and see what happens.
Best friends.
Wow. Man, that's crazy.
Bear necessities.
I've seen them in the gay pride parade.
A bear.
I've seen all three of
bear,
them.
Bear, tiger, and a lion.
I didn't know that the bear was like a gay term. Like
you didn't know?
I call myself the bear all the time.
No, that's a gay term.
Bear. I always say that. I
bear is
myself.
Like a big gay dude that might be, or and hairy, I think.
Yeah, right. So I
think if you're hairy.
Big hairy gay guy.
Big hairy
bear,
dude.
And then that's why I changed it to the sea lion, because I don't want people to think that I'm gay.
Big
4 years. Kenny is henceforth known as the retarded tiger.
Yes.
Is that a good compliment or not? I don't know how to take that.
I don't know.
Like, you're tough as a tiger, but a gay, retarded one.
I'll just be a tiger.
Down situation. Yeah. Like a retarded tiger.
Could you imagine, like, just like if humans had other species, like, say, almost like gorillas,
right?
You know, like, say we were the bear, and then there was like the gorilla, and then there was like some other weird thing.
Well, that would be like gorillas, right? Gorillas, me.
Like Animal Kingdom stuff, you know. Yeah. If there was different, like, almost like, you know, lions and tigers, they're different types of cats, right. And a bear is, you know, different, you know.
Completely different.
Yeah, could you imagine if like, the world was just, like, divided
the
by...
The cops could be the pigs.
We were all... Oh. <Yeah. laughs> You imagine if, like, the world was all divided by different animal species, you know?
Kind of is.
That'd be like a pussy fucking
bear. You're right.
Kind of is.
You're right. Yeah. You know what?
Like just a different species or different countries.
I was going a little mystical, but he put it right back. Yeah, you're
absolutely,
right.
Absolutely, yeah. I just want to give a cool shout out to one of our new listeners. His name is Will, and he's out in Scotland, and he's become a listener of the show.
Scotland,
because of Otto.
Really?
Yep, yep. He was a fan of Otto's, and then found us through, you know, the whole, I don't know, but very cool dude, and he's spreading the word.
Do you
out
see
in
the
Scotland.
Beast? Do you have had it in your sight?
There was something. Oh, I wanted to find out from Brent if we have a new total. I want to give a new total
Backseat
for
barbecue.
The Backseat Barbecue. For I don't know if you know, Keith, the Backseat Barbecue is a contest we've run a few times, even back in like 2007, 2008, we first started doing it. And now this year, it's become an epidemic.
Really?
With the kids being left in the cars.
Right.
Well, it's the Backseat Barbecue, and what we do is we do the contest,
right.
And they have to guess from June 1st to September 1st
how many
children.
This is a hot year. Been getting good. Yeah.
And let me tell you something. We always, and we sort of say it jokingly, but we're serious, we don't make fun of the children dying. We smash the terrible parents.
Right.
And we have actual listeners that have said, hey, you know what? Every time it's hot out and I'm in my car and I go to get out, I think of you guys. Not that they're even saying they would have forgot their kids, but they literally go, every time I step out of the car, I go, fucking Conti and Kenny.
I've heard that a bunch of times, yeah.
And so we've always made awareness of it.
It was invented by our old producer Bob's wife, Susan.
Right. Yeah, she was the one that said you guys should do this. But this is how it proves.
Brent says we're at 11 right now.
Right now we're at 11. Just in the continental United States,
right.
And they were left in there like they...
To die?
No, either accidentally or purposely.
That guy did it purposely.
Oh, yeah. And but see, it's been going on forever.
Right.
But this year, because it's the new hot button topic,
right.
Now it's an epidemic.
Right.
And now it's like all over the news, and it's like, no, we've been doing this forever. And if I'm not mistaken, the last time we did it was maybe 2008 or 2009. And I think our total for the summer was 37.
37?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was in the 30s.
Now the number is at 11. That's from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Right.
There was, I think the actual total is somewhere around the 20s.
Yeah, because they counted this year, which
starts in
January.
Yeah, first, right. You know, from the year, right. Yeah.
But, you know, only half of the country, or a little less than half the country, is going to have hot weather in the winter and spring, you know, right. Like way down the bottom of Texas or whatnot. But it just shows, like, you know.
Well, here it is. Brent just put in the chat room, we're way low on the numbers this year.
Yes.
They're lower because.
You got to bring up the numbers, goddamn.
People are raising awareness.
Yes.
It's on the news all the time. Yeah. And they're doing these hot car challenges and stuff.
Yeah.
Because finally, people are like, you fucking jerk off.
Right.
You got a kid in the back. You know? Remember, you got
a dog.
Kid.
Yeah,
and you
do pets too.
Don't leave your kid in a fucking car when you're trying to get, you know.
When you're going shopping.
Yeah. You're going to get sweet corn and tires at Walmart.
Right.
You know, take the kid with you.
Kid can't be that bad in the store.
Yeah. Fucking.
How bad is the kid?
Fucking open up a bag and give him a lollipop. Pay for it later. Shut the kid up. Don't let him die.
Sorry.
I have no problem if you want to hang for like another half hour, because it's 9 o'clock.
Is it really?
And I talked to MLR, and they said we can stay late if you want.
I don't give a shit. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about?
We could talk about a shitload of things. How about the fact that my girlfriend has been watching hermaphrodite fucking porn? honey?
That's
and
hot.
I know she's listening.
That's hot.
She's turning it on. She's like, hey, check them out. And it's the hermaphrodite porn where they're both girls, but then they swing out the old cock and roll.
Better up?
Really?
Yeah.
And
they're not like a guy with really, both.
Go fuck yourself. Okay.
And they it's
you
and
know just, what?
And I'm sitting there going,
"Here's the thing. Here's
I
the thing.
It, I watch it because I'm very. I don't think it's legit.
Here it is.
No, these girls looked and they looked older too.
You would have to get a hermaphrodite from different hemispheres.
Yeah, I'm not buying.
One has
that.
The cock on top. The other one, you know, North America cocks on top. Australia cocks on the bottom.
That's right. Yeah, so exactly.
It's like the perfect scissor.
Yeah, it's like a.
You better hope you
like
flush that toilet correct.
It's like an electrical plug. You know what I mean?
The 240's going into my 120.
Yeah.
No, your 120's going into my 240.
One of us is not grounded.
You got your 120 in my 240.
If you're fucking hermaphrodite, you're not grounded at all.
Hold on, we got a phone call.
Conti and Kenny Show.
Hello?
Conti and Kenny Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Conti and Kenny Show. Who's this?
Oh, sorry. I couldn't understand what you said. I thought it sounded like a fucking... sounded like a Asian fucking food place asking me for money.
Oh, I thought it sounded like a stuttering caller. I'm sorry. Who's this?
So it's Jeremiah. It's 4 years.
4 years. What's up, man?
There's a little bit of a delay, but the last thing I heard that you say that she was into hermaphrodite porn.
She's been watching it. She's watching her. She's showing me her hermaphrodite porn, and oh my god, I don't want to I don't want to watch this.
She can't watch Oprah.
Does that mean that she wants to have a man in with you, or that she wants to like violate you? I mean, what do you think that means?
Both.
I mean, it's terrible.
I don't know. My girlfriend is not like one of. She doesn't have penis envy. She's not one of those girls that like you know kind of wishes she was a guy and wishes she had a penis. I just think she started.
Some things that you work with her on because that's if I was to walk into my girlfriend and she was watching tranny porn, or I mean, what's the difference between tranny porn and like hermaphrodite porn?
I think hermaphrodite is when you're born with both, and I guess tranny is when you're changing
you know
from
what,
one to the other.
To be totally honest, if I was still able to play,
does it make a difference?
I tell you honestly, if I was still able to play baseball like a man, I'd take both.
If you, I'm sorry.
What?
I'd take both of them.
What do you mean?
I'd be a hermaphrodite as long as I could still.
Oh, I thought you meant you'd take both of them.
No, I mean
like both hermaphrodites.
Like you play softball and
no, baseball.
Of course, Kenny's only playing hardball.
Yeah, I don't want a dude fingering me or nothing like that, man.
No, I'd have my own vagina.
I understand that, but I don't want a dude to touch
it. Then you have your mood swings and say, fuck it, I got a vagina, I can be the shitty kid.
Yeah, do I want to sit on a plunger, or do I want to jerk off? I got the option. And with the butthole, I got a fucking,
that's like a trifecta.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call it.
Yeah, but his girlfriend.
They call that the event horizon.
What the hell does that mean?
See, I don't know. She was watching it one day on her iPad, and she's like, hey, check it out, you know? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, only because they were two girls.
You like, yeah.
No. Were the girls good looking?
They were attractive.
Right.
So it wasn't like a guy in a wig with a
beard
cock.
And shit,
most
right.
of
these were two chicks.
Most
so you're talking about females that are from like the Southeast, you know, like
Hangover 2.
They were actually white girls.
From where they just look like chicks, right?
No.
Most often
it's they're female, you know, not genetically, but hormonally and stuff, they're females, but they grow a penis. That's the hermaphrodite thing. Mm. There's not many. There's very few that. Have you ever heard of a hermaphrodite? 4 years? It's real.
Well, I have heard of hermaphrodites. You mean like natural? You're not talking about people that like modify themselves?
No modification.
That's a transsexual.
This is
all natural.
Here it is. Most of the times when the child is
How
born,
rare is that?
I would say probably one in every 100,000. I would think somewhere around there.
I can't. You actually just pulled that number out of your vagina slash
that
asshole?
I said I guess, but I'm going to look it up.
Okay, but this is what I've heard, is that years ago when the children were born, they were born with both.
And had to choose.
And then they would literally tell the parents, well,
do you
want it to be a girl or a boy? Now, if it happens, they can check the DNA and see this is a girl.
Right.
With both. And then you go, all right, lop that thing off. Or it's a boy, and then, I don't know, they sew it up or throw fucking putty in there. I don't know.
Spackle.
I'm not sure what you do. But, yes, that's what I had heard. So
Before then, they burned them at the stake.
Yeah, you better not be in Massachusetts with a fucking vagina and a pee-pee. So this is what I've heard, but... She's doing it. She's watching. She's making me watch it the way guys make other guys watch Two Girls, One Cup. She's like, go ahead, check it out. I'm like, and she's giggling while it's happening. And I'm like, I love her sense of humor. Like, my girlfriend has
a
twisted
dark sense of humor.
She has a toilet humor, and she just finds, you know, the oddest shit funny. But she was like, hey, checking it out. Because with her, it makes total sense for a girl to watch hermaphrodite porn if they're two girls with penises, because they can look at a girl and go, hey, you know what, she's attractive. Women can look at other girls and
nice shoes,
and then she can look at a cock and go, that's a nice cock. Go ahead, Dave Ingram, take that
on
it. Yeah, exactly. You know, too bad they gave it a cut. You know, it should have left it on fucking, you know.
Do you get circumcised if you fucking get that thing down on there? You say, yeah, fuck it. You know,
oh yeah!
Like, dress it up.
Could you imagine having a tight vagina and a big ding dong at the same time?
I can't imagine either one of them.
You walk with a squeak.
I've had the finger put in my ass by that doctor. I don't want none of that.
Nah, well, I used to go to massage parlors. It wasn't a big deal. Right. They take my temperature. I fucking and then I pay my extra $30
exactly.
And I'm out. I once made it out of the. I walked in the massage parlor,
right.
Timed it from the time I walked in the door,
right.
And I was outside. 12 minutes.
12 minutes?
12 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. It was fantastic. It was great.
They charge you full boat, though, right?
Well, of course. You know, I took the trip, you know. What is Captain Stubing going to be like? Hey, listen, you know, we're going to give you half your money back because you jumped off ship before we got to Puerto Vallarta.
You're fucked.
But, yeah, so it was. I found it a little strange that she's busting my balls, and I'm like, honey, I don't find this... It's weird.
Erotic.
You're watching it going, holy shit, because I'm looking going,
now,
is that real?
If they can juggle what they do, then I'd be watching heavy insane.
Yeah, riding a unicycle.
Yeah, right. Just as long as your dick doesn't get caught in the spokes.
1% of the population.
And 1%?
I don't know if that's...
That's close to 1 in 100,000.
Yeah, what country?
Well, this is around the world. I can't find a good source.
But yeah,
I can't find a good source for hermaphrodite.
There's no trade magazine for that. There's no trade
exactly.
magazine.
There's no good hermaphrodite source.
There's no fashion designers for those.
There's no Angie's List for hermaphrodites.
I just. I know. What do you complain about?
You know,
you complain about the
stink? There's definitely a Craigslist for it, though.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know what to make of it with her, you know? Because my girlfriend's like totally down with watching porn.
Did you ever go through? Did you ever go through a phase of what you liked in porn, whether it was POV blowjobs or if it was anal or if it was anything doggy style?
What she likes?
With yourself.
Yeah,
you go through phases. Maybe this is a phase
ended, and I never changed my phase once I found POV. POV to me, hear me out, is POV pornography is like Dunkin' Donuts, okay? Hear me out. Dunkin' Donuts for 35, 40 years put the stupid donuts in the square box next to each other like tires on a fucking rack. And then when you take them out, they get shit from the next donut on them. And then, miraculously, they said, you know what? We're going to make a flat box, like the way you get like a fucking shirt in the mall.
Okay.
And they put them all down next to each other.
I'm feeling...
And It was brilliant.
I got you.
Pornography. For 35 years, we had to see the guy's asshole while he's banging her. And then, you know, the bob shot. And then all of a sudden, they're like, here's POV porn. You don't have to see the guy's stupid face. I don't want to see his stupid tattoos. I don't want to see anything. All I have to see is his cock, which I think is mine. And it's literally your actual view of what they're doing. So when three girls are fighting over your dick, like three girls from Cambodia looking for a piece of corn, it's like, that's happening to me. And it's brilliant. And they both took forever. But
they came up with the idea. Hold the camera.
Brilliant.
Hold the fucking camera.
POV and fucking Dunkin' Donuts laying on their back.
Right.
Perfect. And that's my favorite porn. POV, just... blowjob, banging fucking young girls, and it's just like, wow, that's what it looks like.
Scrambler, 0.001% is 1 in 100,000. So it's probably 1 in a million? 1 in 10 million?
Yeah, something
yeah,
like
1
that.
In 10 million, I think.
But just yeah, take the zero. I found it a little strange when she was like, you know.
Well, you got to up her then. You got to say, now look at my porn that I like, and you got to just do something
I could,
fucking insane.
I could find
an upper one.
No, it would be bad because it would be one that my old roommate found. He found it in his dad's drawer, uh-huh. And all it said was nasty on it. and it was that German shit flinging.
Well, that's what you got to bring home.
And she, this broad, I'll never forget it. Like it monkeys. Was so horrific.
Your father had a shit slinging?
No, my friend's dad.
Oh.
She's sitting in a tub, right? Her vagina had so much jewelry on it, piercings.
Oh.
It looked like she could hang two shower curtains on her twat, right? And so she's in the tub.
Big old meaty.
This is
your friend or girlfriend?
My friend. My friend. My old roommate. He found it in his dad's house. So this one broad's in the tub. There's a little bit of water in the tub. And another guy and another chick are outside the tub. So they have her on her back with her legs up. And they take a champagne bottle.
Right.
And they... Right into her asshole, right? Not real deep, not real deep.
Uncorked or
open? Oh, opened. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's just... Like Forrest fucking Brooks fucking emptying out a fucking bottle of Jack.
All right.
And it empties. And then they pop it out. And then you're like, what in the hell
is
she going to do?
What is she, a 1932 Chrysler?
Dude. And you're like, what the fuck? And then all of a sudden, she starts squirting...
Like Old Faithful.
The fucking... And it's coming out into the tub... And now the tub's starting to turn brown. It was the most horrific thing.
Someone jerks off to that.
And it was actually the most watchable thing on that video.
Well, depends on what kind of wine.
I think it was Asti Spumanti.
Well, I would show that one because I think the other point will go away.
That is the only part of the...
Was it a Beaujolais or was it...
You still jerk off to it or no?
Nah, I ran out of fucking... I ran out of sawdust.
What, did they have soprasut and cheese too on the side? Room temperature?
Yeah, one of the most... I actually, during the one part of the movie when it got... I got up and ran out of the room.
Because you were thirsty.
I ran out of the room.
It's like a Mountain Dew commercial.
Like when they show, and if anybody gets really sick by something like this, just turn it off for 25 seconds where they were like literally taking dumps. And then the one point, it was like it was a log and she started blowing the log.
Oh!
I ran out of the room like a little girl. I'm like, I can't watch leg breaks. You think I'm going to watch? That's why I've never watched Two Girls in a Cup.
I can't watch the pool scene at Caddyshack. It's no big deal.
Duty!
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 So, honey, how was work? Fucking guy ate too much cheese.
Yeah, it was just terrible. I know, Jeremiah, you're still on the phone? Jer?
Yeah, you, huh? Yeah,
you there?
He's gagging.
I think he's still there.
I see. Should be still there.
Yeah,
yeah, shit's the worst.
But yeah, it's just terrible. Just awful.
What's wrong with people?
I
what's wrong with people?
And it's almost like you can watch.
How was the music?
It was David Hasselhoff. It was really good. Yeah.
You get flatted a bumblebee.
It was the theme to Knight Rider. Shit Rider.
It's Tony Orlando. Wrap a yellow ribbon around that big, giant log. Knock three times on the ceiling if you're passing out.
Knock three times on the bathtub.
Yeah, really flushed the ball three times.
I heard
three knocks. It must be those champagne corks. Sorry.
It was awful.
A friend of mine was a bouncer at one of the bigger, the China Club.
A salad bar.
And they took
plastic flooring the entire floor in the club. And he goes, what the fuck is going on in here?
Oh, no.
And he goes, they got like people had like fucking like the bartenders were wearing like rain. They gave him a lot of money. And I didn't really believe the story at first. The bouncers, I mean, everyone was wearing like fucking rain jackets or something. And they fucking had like that scat party where they throw shit all over each other.
What is it? The Edmund Fitzgerald?
He said it was a high end like shit party. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't think he said he laughed. He said he goes, I laughed. He goes, I couldn't. He goes, they could kill each other in there. I couldn't. I didn't know what the hell. I thought they were going to do something silly, you know, with the flooring. He goes, nah, they're throwing shit on each other.
There was a story in the New York Post.
I don't know how true it is, like I said.
This New York Post is a true story. The lady was a dominatrix. She gets pulled over by a cop, and she's suing the police department because she got pulled over by a police officer. Ends up that the officer made her take a shit on the side of the road while he jerked off in front of her.
Wow.
And she was able to sue because she felt degraded. That's what she does for a living. She degrades people.
She didn't get paid.
But it gets to me. How did it get to that conversation when the pullover license registration to the side of the road taken? Plus, she had one in the chamber, too.
It's called perfect timing, my friend.
He pulled her over.
Pulls her over.
She had to take a shit.
She didn't have to take a shit. She got pulled. What are you going? You know, what do you do for work? I'm a dominatrix. I'm a professional. Oh,
so
really?
The cop says,
well, you want to get out of a ticket, then you know what I want you to do is need to take a shit on the side of the road while I jerk off on your face. And she's like, oh, you got me out of a ticket.
It's like the German version of Bad Lieutenant.
You know, you talk your way out of a ticket.
How do you
shit your way out of a ticket? How do you get to that conversation point? But gets me, she's suing because she felt degraded, but at a 3 o'clock appointment, she was pissing on some guy's head.
Yeah.
You know, degrading him, but she felt degraded.
All right, I think we have another phone call.
She's still got a can of Cholula up her cunt.
Conti and Kenny.
Hello? Conti and Kenny show, you're on the air. Conti and Kenny show.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm a little, I don't know.
You know
what to do,
but to be honest, if a girl had her,
she watches a lot of.
If I don't know what she's doing, if I don't
obviously
know,
she's getting bored.
You know, if I'm
running out of shit to watch.
If
you're gonna go home, she's gonna pull. I found this tape called Nasty. Why don't you take a look at it?
if you're for some reason you're on the side of like the BQE. And you're with a woman in, it's like she's dressed like Catwoman, and she's squatting. If you're not, I mean, you see her, like, you'd see, like, one cheek, she'd be naked. I think it would kind of turn me on a little bit, even if I know she's dropping a deuce. You know what I mean? It might be kind of cool. I've never experienced it, so I don't know. I have to check that out once. Next time I go to Jones Beach with somebody.
Gonna shit in the sand like a cat for me? I'll bury it.
Yeah, just to try it. See if you like it.
I have shit in the ocean, though.
Usually it's a floater.
You have shit in the ocean? Yeah.
It's a floater.
I was out with my friends, and I said, fuck this, and I went out there. And it was like so degrading that I did it.
I didn't swim away from the motherfucker.
I never do it
like,
in the ocean.
I'm hoping that no one comes by. Like I'm all nervous. I did it though, man. I manned up and did it.
Never do it in the ocean. I peed in the ocean.
Yeah, I never do it in the ocean.
I was scared. Like I was really weird. I was away from everybody, and I fucking started like.
Did you?
Oh, talk about stepping on a jellyfish.
Did you pull trout down, or did you just shake it out?
I had it like
a hippo.
Not all the way off. But I had him down, and I was like really half floating, but like the nervous feeling the whole time.
Did you just have a log, or did
somebody
you have
4 feet away from you? Probably.
Like you know what I mean? Like,
did you have a log, or did you have like diarrhea, like stomach problems?
Yeah, just, you know what? I remember just being like, I needed to come out.
I gotta release the demons.
The other time I did it was I was jogging, and I fucking felt like a stomach pain, and I shit like on the fucking entrance to the Wildwood like beach club on their fucking it blew out
on the door handle.
You know, it all blew out, and it was like, and then like I told everybody like when I came back from running, like we had run a vacation. I'm like, yeah, I just shit. Like, why'd you tell anybody? I'm like, I don't know. I think I needed to tell
Suzanne fell in it,
but I felt so great like after it happened.
Yeah.
But it was so low life. Like, I'm like, I'm pulling the same shit that people get locked like scumbag. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
There's nothing better than when you're in an emergency situation. Yeah. Four alarm. And you get away with some, whether you find like a good bathroom or.
I've done in a spackle bucket in the back of my van in a 100 degree
how
day.
How nervous are you, though? Like, you're so nervous, right?
Oh, how did we get it?
But like when you pee in this, like you're nervous, right? Like someone's gonna like do something, yeah. Like you're doing something really wrong.
Happens. As soon as you go, it's
oh my god,
yeah.
Heart attack,
pizza,
yeah.
I don't know what the fucking pizza.
Belt Parkway. I shit myself probably three times.
Yeah, it's such a.
And
low.
Then I would go in the back, and I didn't have a spackle bucket. But yeah. Spackle bucket would have been brilliant. Yeah. I think I probably had.
That's why I bring wipes. I have wipes in my car and everything.
Probably had like a plastic bag.
Well, I've done that too. Yeah. I done a my old store, Chinese restaurant.
Looked like my asshole was hyperventilating. I'm trying to shit in a McDonald's bag.
Chinese restaurant guy. I swear to God, this guy was to dose me every so often with Visine or some shit. I mean, I would eat his food. He did it to me like three times. Ate his food before I was even finished. It was Yoo-hoo rocketing, literally. One time in a fucking bag. I was like, I couldn't even make it. I was like an animal.
This is paper bag. Hyperventilating.
Exactly.
Shit talk is always good.
Yeah.
A friend of mine took a shit in a milkshake at the fucking McDonald's.
All right.
And they gave it to his friend.
That's great. I've had enough of this.
I want more poo. Poo. Poo stories.
More poo stories.
Can't always go wrong.
Everybody,
if you're running out of material, you just go right to the poo.
Poo stories. Yeah.
You know.
All right. Let's you know what? Let's take a. Let's poo do break? Like a 5-minute break. You know. Let's cut this shit out. All right.
See what I did pooped there? Today.
Cut this shit out.
Conti Kenny show. We'll be right back.
All right. We'll be right back. It's Conti Kenny show. We're staying a little late today. All right, fuckers.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What the hell? Yeah, what the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? Not as painful as that!
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRtees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRtees. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRtees.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ali, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ali, I'm outside right now. It's really boiling hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ali. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Hello, my name's Dave Ingram.
And it's me, the Impossible D.
And we are...
Rubbish!
Metal Breakfast Radio. And when we're not drinking a few frothy ales...
There's a drunk just come on.
Or when we're not slagging amateur musicians...
Banjo fucker!
And telling them what's exactly wrong with their music...
Bastards.
Or what's right, that could be a quicker way out of it.
Get over there!
Then we're listening to The Conti and Kenny Show.
Load of bollocks.
We have to.
Keep listening. It's The Conti and Kenny Show.
.com.
Do you know that Joe has moved in with his girlfriend?
How's that working out?
My girlfriend is a squirter, and it flooded the whole basement.
I would rather be dead than not have cock.
All right, we're back. Sorry that I was late today.
It's good to hear you.
I was listening to you guys on the way up, and I thought you sounded good.
Sure, yeah, we're having a good time.
Frank helped you out with the technical stuff?
Yes, yes.
But I was surprised. I'm like, wow, it's 7:02 when he started. And you were all right.
Within 3 minutes, me and Keith walked in the door.
It's crazy, isn't
sat
it?
Sat down, boom, and we went.
It's just insane. You're checking out the Conti and Kenny Show, of course. We are on every Monday night from 7 to 9-ish. Tonight we're staying late just because, we got some cool pals here.
Yeah.
And I was
late. If Keith wasn't here, no show tonight. Mike was coming, and I talked to Mike last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And you weren't 100%, right? Yeah. And then finally I was like, all right, guys are here. Let's do the show.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm like, it would be terrible if I'm calling in all the way up the parkway.
You know, it'd be funny if you went and stopped at my house and Skyped in.
That would have been great. Exactly.
Just have Gestapo open up the door, set up the computer right on the table like I did.
Exactly. Put on a drunken smile.
Get a little spritzer.
Yeah, get a little spritz
and
going.
Some crackers.
Yeah.
To munch on.
Pal.
Pepperoni and cheese. I usually go for the pepperoni and cheese.
Pal around with my friend Gus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your stop.
Yeah.
She's
a peach lately, man.
Yeah.
She's a peach.
I'll tell her that, I would just be like, hey, listen, I stopped here because I was real brokenhearted. My girlfriend dumped me. And, be like, yeah, I'm really needed a shoulder to cry on. And see if something happened.
She made pork chops, too.
All right,
I'm
there.
There's pork chops waiting for you.
I'll glue them to the side of my face. I'll be fucking just... But we have Keith Carnival, our pal, sort of a newer friend. Like, Keith's one of those guys. The first time I met him, I'm like, I like this guy. Just like this guy. And then this other jerk-offs here. I don't even know who the fuck this guy is. Champagne Mike is here.
The warrior.
Mike, yeah, I should just call him Mike who always has to touch the mic. Because your mic's not on. You know that, right? Because you have to hit the switch.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to touch it all the fucking time.
No, Mike's been doing triathlon, Ironmans, and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, maybe don't touch
the warrior.
We'll try a new thing. Yeah, go 10 minutes without touching the microphone. Let's see if you can do that fucking decathlon.
One thing I got to tell Keith. Me and Keith, we just met recently, in the last couple of months or whatever, because I was stepped away from stand-up, so I wasn't around the last year or so with you guys. But one thing I got to say...
Stepping away from stand-up is like when you get dumped from a woman. You're like, I told her to hit the road for a while.
I had to do my thing. But you know what? This weekend, when I was working with them bands, back in that creative juice, you know what I mean? It got me...
Got me rejuvenated,
around just,
because
I've been with the pals dying, and I've had relatives that died, and all kinds of just a bunch of shit in the last 6 months. And then I was there with the bands and the live music and creative people and having conversations, and it really got me excited. But what I wanted to say to you, man, thank you for posting auto stuff. It's great. It's great because I know you were great pals with him, and we've talked about trying to post as much as we can.
Yeah, usually, Friday is my day.
To keep
I'll
the
do
memory.
My Otto is my the Otto and George video clip of the week.
Yeah.
I know it sounds corny that I'm doing,
not at all.
I just say, hey man, this is the clip. It's something that I've said that I'm going to. It's going to be my thing. I want to make sure that people never ever forget him, and people who didn't know him get a little bit of a taste.
You see what he's all about. Right.
And I'm also going to be doing something. I've had this iPhone since 2009, right? November 2009. And about a month ago, I was how you have to do updates in this nonsense?
Yeah.
So I'm doing an update, and it says, you don't have enough space to update. And I'm trying to get rid of all these pictures. I want to get them printed or something like that so I can have them. Because I got pictures on here from like the last 4 or 5 years. My
shoes
nephews,
and glasses, so my, I have them.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So I'm sitting there and I'm going through all this stuff and I'm looking at everything like how much stuff is taking up. And then I see messages, 1.2 megabytes. I'm like, messages? They were like, yeah, your text messages. I never erased a text message.
Oh my God, erase everyone.
From the first one I've ever gotten.
And that's the same phone? You never lost that phone?
No, but when I updated,
right.
I went from the 4 to 4S, everything switched.
Right.
So I'm going through from all the way in the beginning, from November 2009, looking, and if I recognize the number, and I'm deleting stuff. And all of a sudden, I see Otto, and I go, and first of all, I couldn't erase the number out of my phone. Yeah. And then I saw that, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This is, Otto had just recently, in the last year or so, changed his phone number.
Right.
We all remember that.
Right.
So I'm looking at Otto, and I'm looking, and I... scrolling all the way back as far as I can go from like the first text message I got from Otto on this phone. And I'm scrolling through, right? And I'm fucking dying laughing at some of the shit that we were doing back and forth. So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I went through the whole thing. It took me like an hour or so to go through all of my text messages with all the other people, and I erased all of them except for like five or six and Otto's two different phones.
Right.
And I'm going and I'm starting to put them in like a file of all the funny shit that Otto has texted me or little mini conversations that we've had over the years. And I want to make something out of it, whether it's something you see online
right.
or something you print up. And it would just be like funny text messages from Otto Peterson, because we all know Otto is a caveman. And even in the very beginning, you could always tell that he was really new at it because everything was in text message.
Yeah.
And it would be a text message, like, when you text me, right, Kenny, you're like, hey, bro, what time are you going to be here? Otto would text me, hey, it's Otto, call me. I'm like, I fucking know it's Otto. And it was just this constant thing with him.
And every text was like, yeah, it's Otto.
Yeah, hey, it's Otto, give me a call. And then another like... call Otto. That was one of his text messages, right? Oh. And then it's, hey, Joe, it's Otto. I'm like, okay. Then call Otto. I'm getting mad, but there's one. I'm just going to read the first thing that I put on here, and then that's it. And I'll just say it's not going to be anything personal, like if he's saying, oh, me and Trish were fighting, but it's all going to be like funny shit, and it might be a little thing that might describe, like, hey, this is me and Otto talking about the Honeymooners.
Right.
But this is the first thing that I copy and pasted and put on here. Okay, Conti. Have a Diet Shasta and do a sit-up. You'll still look like a silverback gorilla with a smartphone. I'm like, this motherfucker is so fucking funny, man. Yeah. And he must have been outside of our show, and he's like, what kind of shithouse radio show are you running up there? Get out of the biz and find a lump. Like, and I'm like, this needs to be shared with people.
Right. Yeah,
people need to see this.
Yeah. Out of the blow, he would send me shit like that. Just out of the blow. You're like, what?
Yeah.
He would just like insult you. Like
yes. So I said, I'm going to do this and go through hundreds of text messages. And it's easy because all I do is just copy and paste it and put it in my notes.
Right.
Then I just email it and then I can just take it. So it's not going to be, but I just want it to be something else to put out there for people to go,
sure,
fuck, this guy was awesome. Yeah.
When you call him on the phone, you're like, what are you doing? Let's go get some lunch. Oh, I'm working. Call out. You don't look good. Over the phone.
Yeah. You see, same thing. No, yeah. It's good. I don't know. Fucking work.
Call out. You don't look good.
So it's great to see, you know, all the love that goes out and like Keith and everybody else that are just like, yeah, fuck that. Did you see this video? Did you ever see this video? Fucking make sure that people never forget, you know?
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
So it's, you know, just one of the things that I want to do.
It's a very cool thing.
Fucking great, man. You know? It's and it's weird because every once in a while, and dude, it's still, what is it? 4 months later.
Right.
You know, 2 days ago, I was just sitting at the house and something came up and she was like, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just fucking thinking about Otto, you know?
Yeah.
Something reminds you of it and I still get overwhelmed.
Right.
I still get overwhelmed.
Me too, man.
And,
me too.
And you know what? Look, I don't know what happens after this life.
Yeah.
I really hope that something is after this.
Something better.
Sometimes when something fucking really fucking weird happens, like in the house. Like, once in a while, like, the chat, or like, we'll be watching TV, and then I put the remote down, and then it just goes, broop, and it goes up five fucking channels. She's like, that might have been Otto or our friend Tommy. A friend of hers, Tommy, who died.
Right.
She's like, that's some weird fucking shit.
Right.
And the day that my TV channel goes, broop, and it lands on the Three Stooges thing, I'm going to know it's fucking Otto. I am going to know.
I have a pack of his empty cigarettes still in the passenger seat door panel. Sitting there.
No kidding.
When we came back from Albany, it's still sitting there. And I got arrested for DWI under suspicion. I didn't get they couldn't cuff me. I mean, they cuffed me, they didn't arrest me because I was under the limit. I wasn't roaming. But I'm on a third of the turnpike and got handcuffed, and the other troopers are going through the car, and I said, holy shit, Otto's an empty pack of cigarettes today. I wonder if there's a fucking
roach.
I swear to God, because I never looked in them.
You just left it there. You just left it there.
And I saying, holy fuck. If there's a roach in there, I'm fucked. You know, thank you, Otto, but it was nothing to do.
Yeah. Imagine? He'd be like, no, officer, that's my friend.
Yeah.
Really? Where's your friend?
Heaven.
Yeah. He's in comedy heaven right now. He's having a ham sandwich with John Panette, you know?
I told you, if I ever, for some reason, I ever have the means, I'm opening up a comedy club called Otto and George's.
Yeah.
Johnny Yellow, called it. I said, called it the dented can, because you would call a bunch of people a bunch of dented cans.
Yes, if you knew a girl that was fucked up,
she
would bring up. He's like, she's just a dented can. Yeah. Well, actually, the one new comedy shop room that James is opening up and is going to start in September, he's got all these pictures.
Is that a full blown comedy club?
It's a room that's going to be dedicated just for the comedy.
Okay, because they have four or five rooms. The description of it.
So
yeah.
They have these pictures. Frames that
it's a nightclub or a restaurant or
it's a hotel.
Oh, okay.
Regency Hotel.
Regency, yeah.
Okay. And so what it is, he bought these like these frames where you pop open the frame
and you change the picture.
So when it's not the comedy club, it's going to have pictures that the hotel has in there. But when he's setting up for the comedy room, he pops in these pictures and he's got like four or five out of like the eight of them or ten of them are Otto.
Yeah.
You know, he's got them right. He's got the two comedy shops. Then there's one that his headshot one with him and George. And then there's one with George looking up at the Jaws girl.
Yeah.
And it just says George.
Right.
And it's all over the room. And, he is doing like what you're saying you want to do.
Yeah.
You know,
as much as he can,
you know.
Yeah.
Otto's Comedy Club, you know, Otto's Room.
Otto,
whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's just. It's just great to see a lot of people who are getting to know from us and whatever it is, clips online, like all. There's a guy who put out all those every time Otto has been on Opie and Anthony since they've been on satellite.
Right.
Every single appearance.
Really?
And the first one he ever was on, I was there with him. And they even referenced me. They were like, who the fuck is that guy? Opie's like, what's that guy here to break our legs? Yeah. And I was like, ah, that's my chubby friend over there? He's harmless, you know? I saw that. George Dudley ruined me. Yeah, that was great. It was friggin' awesome. It was so fucking awesome. But, so it's, this is just little things that I want to do. To just say,
sure, I'm digging it. Anything like that, I'm 100%.
Of course.
100%.
So, I just, by the way, my girlfriend's friend of hers, she got three kids, and she came by our house on Friday.
Very pretty.
And I know where I met her kids like one or two times already. And the first time I met them was like, I don't know, 6 months ago. And they came over the house. And they were just like, the two boys are very rambunctious. And they're like both jumping on me. And I'm literally holding these kids and I'm roar. I'm like, messing around. And when they walked into the house Friday, they were like, hey, it's the monster. That's how they reference me. I'm the monster. I'm like, there are other children out there that reference me as monster, but it's for a different reason. The courts reference me as a monster.
You're registered as a monster.
I'm a predator. Registered monster.
A predator.
But it was so funny to sit there, and they're just like, monster. And then I'm taking them up, picking them up and putting up against it, as high up to the ceiling. And,
yeah.
But it was
when
it
was text, I was totally working.
Whatever. But it was just, it's fun to just have these little kids calling me a monster.
I literally, when I was working the weekend, I worked for Modest Mouse.
Yeah,
on Thursday.
I've heard of Modest Mouse, yeah.
You know the song. It's like, it had a hit song. Anyway, I worked for Modest Mouse on Thursday, and it's all, I don't know, high school, early college, hot I mean, just young. I mean, they're carrying girls out of the joint. Just
they carry one of those to my van, please.
Just trash. Yeah. She's missing a flip flop. You know what I mean?
Beautiful.
She's doing just yes.
Right?
Yeah, Modest Mouse. Yeah, yeah. And big following. Place was sold out, but it was a younger crowd. And so I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh man, it was my first time back in a while. First time I worked with the bands. And I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, you know, backstage and the whole thing. I can go wherever I want, you know?
Yeah.
And it was great, and I'm seeing all these young girls, and I'm like, oh, man. The next night, I work for the Outlaws.
Which the old band?
Trash and
which started in 1971.
How did those ladies look?
The complete.
What does the Outlaws do?
Do they let them
Outlaws,
in?
Outlaws, it's almost
green,
like a...
Green
like
grass and high tide or
yes,
some
green
shit.
Yes, green grass and high tide. Yeah, yeah.
Is
and,
that like a... Hold on. Is that one of their...
that's like one of their big tunes. Yeah. But they were around the
like 70s. Leonard Skinner...
Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Leonard Skinner Light, exactly. Yeah. Right? Yeah, if you play one of
Ghost Riders in the Sky, is that a popular one, too?
Green grass and...
That's a good one, actually.
Yeah, Ghost Riders in the Sky. That's their free bird.
They're impeccable musicians. The way they played, they sounded...
Does impeccable mean drunk?
Impeccable means...
That's the only good song.
They sounded amazing.
Right.
Not much equipment, no big lighting stands.
They had small penises.
Like that. They just had guitars, couple of keyboards, and that was it. So easy to set them up. We put the drums together. We were done in a short period of time.
And then did you have to clear out all the black people? I'm sure they were like, we ain't want them.
No,
there.
It was the next day. It was just Honkyville.
Honkyville. Yeah.
Now, we hung out with the guys, and they're holding on. They're holding on.
Oh, yeah.
The buses look like the bus from Major League.
Yeah.
You know the one that's smoking and it's all broken down?
Yeah, yeah. They probably fix it and drive it themselves.
Yeah. All the equipment fits in the back of like a hot dog cart.
Yeah.
Of the you know, most of the bands, like Modest Mouse had an 18-wheeler.
Right.
We had to unload. This one, it literally
these guys
was,
came in a horse and carriage.
It was like
a
fuck like it, we'll do it ourselves.
it was like a lunch truck that we unloaded. But they were simple. The music sounded amazing, but the crowd was just the complete
green grass
opposite
and high tide. You said right
of the night before.
That's like going to a Motorhead show.
Yeah.
Oh my god. The fucking chicks kicked the shit out of guys.
Oh,
Motorhead.
See Motorhead.
Yeah.
I would love to watch Motorhead live.
Guess in the chat room, are there any live shows right now? Yeah, we're live.
Yeah. It's Conti and Kenny. We're staying until around 10 o'clock. All right? Deal with it. Green grass and high tides. This one, too? Yeah, I never heard.
Fucking weed smokers.
Oh, yeah.
All of them have one-hitters. Even the production manager. Everywhere, they just got the little
what's a one-hitter? The name of their girlfriends?
No, it's a little kind of like...
I was kidding. I said it's the name of their girlfriends. Nothing on that? Domestic violence jokes? I got nothing? All right. We understood. It just wasn't funny, Joe.
Like I said, the musicianship was awesome.
Right.
They sounded great. And every band sounds great live. You know, pretty much every...
No.
The majority... As long as they play well, it sounds good. Live music sounds good, you know?
I love the way it sounds on the record.
It could cover a lot of stuff up, you know? As long as they play the instruments well. But the crowd, you're just like, woof, man. You know, like Rocky Dennis's parents.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
We're Outlaws
Sam
fans.
Shepard.
Yeah. Put away
Sam
wet.
Shepard over there.
Sharon Sam Shepard, yeah.
What kind of groupies rolling? Do they roll in at all or no?
No, they hobble in.
Oh, yeah, no.
They wheel them in. Yeah.
What happens is when they get off stage, you right after that, we start undoing the cords and the microphones. They have the drumsticks and the guitar picks, the playlist that's taped to the floor.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there going, play, can I, and we can't. They're called feeding the fish. I'm not allowed to do it.
Like pigeons.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to do it. You got to ask the band guys. If the guy says, you know, give it to him, then you can. So what you tell them is go outside by the bus. And the venue is a small venue. So what they do is they go take a shit in the shower or whatnot. And they come out and they'll sign autographs and hang out and, you know, and mill around with the people and stuff. But it literally is. It's like from some fucking heroes.
Dude. If
some heroes.
Yeah, sign an autograph. I'd go there with a check and say, can you sign it in the right-hand corner?
Yeah.
Fuck signing autograph. Fuck you. Yeah, then he's going to go back and work at fucking, I don't know.
AutoZone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you'd he's where he's making ribs at the Golden Corral in fucking DuPont, Pennsylvania.
You'd be surprised. People are, you know, they're taking the label off of like bottles of water or like beer bottles,
right?
So they can have something to sign, you know. And it's like
isn't a selfie.
He's
good
the
enough?
Keyboard player for the Outlaws.
I'm saying, isn't a selfie just good enough?
Yeah, I guess right.
Okay, take a picture of me, and that would be good.
Yeah,
I don't do that. I don't know. I have one autograph. It's
I never got the autograph.
Tim Tuffle.
No, the guy played Batman. Bruce. What the hell's his name?
Michael Keaton.
No, the old. No, the one on like fucking.
Oh, Adam
West.
The guy from Family Guy.
I have Adam West's autograph on a Batman
poster.
Mayor West.
That's pretty cool.
The only one. I love
that's
Batman.
Pretty cool.
I always thought I was Batman when I was a kid. I got the fucking poster and he signed it. My sister got it done. I didn't even know. And that's the only autograph that I have. I own nothing else.
No kidding. I've got sports.
I never got any. I never asked anybody for anyone, but that's the one I like.
I mean, you think about it. I mean, if you want to get it because you're a fan and it's on a picture or whatever, I get it. But can you think of an autograph that is worth, let's say, over $5,000? That's, there are out there, but can you?
Alive or dead?
Let's go with even go dead. Like, what would be
Abraham Lincoln?
All right, something that
five
maybe
grand.
Napoleon.
Ooh, Napoleon. That's a good call.
All right, how about somebody that would have been around?
JFK.
JFK would be more than $5,000, right?
Should be.
Maybe. Let me imagine what's on.
How about athletes? How about athlete Babe Ruth?
Babe
would
Ruth.
That be the most? Most expensive autograph?
No.
No?
Yeah, there's ones that are rare, more rare.
How
than
Babe Ruth?
Charles Lindbergh. Oh well, Joe Jackson's another one. Joe Jackson's a big one.
That's a big one because
he couldn't really sign his name because he was illiterate.
Yeah.
Most of his life
scribble. That, I mean, I I'll give you his
contract. You know, had an X, but he did sign other stuff. But it would probably be in Joe Jackson probably be in five figures.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
I don't understand it. This guy's fucking. Awful. This guy's autograph is worth fucking $10,000. Joe Jackson stepping out. Are you shitting me? This guy's got his shoes, okay? This one has shoes. I like this song, actually. I throw myself under the bus so terribly. And I heard you guys talking about me with my poetry. That I read the poetry on the air.
Yeah.
Rinse and repeat.
Rinse and repeat. I think at one point I said, I was talking about a girl who basically took advantage of me and fucked me over, and I was like really into her. And at one point I was like, I'm there for you whenever you need me. Convenience man at your disposal. It was so fucking brutal. They were more or less. There was one that I had that was brutal. I was attacking her, but I couldn't find that one.
How many did you make?
I made like three or four.
Oof.
They were just brutal. Absolutely
pages
brutal.
Only a couple pages long.
And you know what? Anybody listening right now, if you want to find it. I think it's one of the shorts. Didn't we make it one of the shorts?
Yes, we did.
Look at one of the Conti and Kenny shorts, the episode. It's the longest one. It's a 45-minute one. I think it's called Rinse and Repeat. Go to Conti and Kenny. We only made 10 shorts so far. Definitely, it's worth every fucking minute because I am destroyed for 45 minutes.
Okay.
Just hammering me,
yeah,
brutally.
Here it is.
World's
Brent,
top 10 most valuable autographs.
Thank you, Brent. I appreciate it. He actually, the first one he said was Hitler. Ooh. That'd be an autographed. You know?
Do I get one of those, though? Is that like a...
Especially
being Jewish, do I take that one because it's worth money?
Especially...
Boy, you really got you're on a crossroads right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I get it at a discount? My family got wiped out.
You know?
Yeah.
It's worth money.
How much is that Hitler autograph wholesale?
You know, George Washington has, you know, Declaration of Independence. Hitler has the final solution. Yeah. You're like, woof.
That's a certificate.
That's a document.
I got a death certificate from Hitler?
Yeah.
Is that number one?
the parchment is made of children's skin.
Oh.
Number nine. Number ten. Number nine.
Who's number one? Number nine. Number ten was Hitler?
Number... I'm not sure. Hold on a second.
Looks like it's the top nine, right?
Yeah, Pele at $1,125.
Still alive.
Madonna.
Ugh.
$1,200.
Really?
Yeah. How much for a bunghole to sign an autograph?
That only cost you $550.
Yeah, quarter.
It just do like a finger paint.
Madonna. Just Madonna.
Just, like a
schmear.
Like a schmear.
Madonna. Like Marilyn Monroe would be on that.
No burn doubt. A hole through the paper.
Bob Dylan, $1,275.
Okay.
You know, $1,275. Yep. Muhammad Ali, $1,425.
Okay.
We're not even close to $2,000.
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling, you know, Harry Potter fame.
You're kidding.
Just buy the book.
$1,875.
Really? Just buy the book.
$1,875.
Wow.
Then we got Queen Elizabeth, $2,250.
Jesus.
For the Queen?
For doing
really?
Nothing.
Yeah, really.
For doing
no kidding.
Nothing.
What a scam that is.
Paul McCartney.
Okay.
$2,400.
Yes, okay, that I...
you know what? I heard he doesn't sign any...
Yeah, he stopped doing it.
Right? He barely doesn't sign anything anymore. He won't sign guitars, nothing like that. Tiger Woods?
Ugh.
$2,625?
I hate black people or I hate Jews.
And number one, Neil Armstrong.
No shit.
$7,500.
So Neil think Armstrong. About it. All of those autographs that people get who they think they're going to actually
make a
you know,
fortune.
Yeah. And it's cool if you just want it because you're like, hey, like Mike.
I'm a fan.
Like Mike. Hey, you know what? He was a fan and he's got something and it's Adam West's autograph. It's pretty
26
cool.
26 famous people killed by the Illuminati.
Five,
look at this. Killed by what?
The Illuminati.
26 famous people allegedly killed by the Illuminati.
Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. Who would give a shit about Michael Jackson? John Lennon, JFK, whatchamacallit, Martin Luther King.
Every famous person.
Abraham Lincoln, Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison.
Okay.
All right.
It's just anybody that's
JFK,
like some sort of...
Whitney Houston. Who gives a shit about Whitney Houston?
Ugh.
She was a bad swimmer.
Yeah. Robert Kennedy, Tupac. Who's this?
Tupac
this
is, no more. I guess
all pop culture.
Yeah, Robin Williams is now added to the fucking list.
Oh, Grace Kelly, Malcolm X. Frank Zappa.
He's alive?
No, the Illuminati killed him. Frank Zappa. Why did you fucking kill Frank Zappa? Amy Winehouse, Bob Marley, Princess Diana, Bruce Lee, Jimi Hendrix.
Amy Winehouse didn't die soon.
A Bruce Lee autograph would be pretty cool.
Biggie Smalls, Brandon Lee.
He could die. Well, he died.
Dave Brubeck?
Who's Dave Brubeck?
Oh, no, it's Buddy Holly. I'm sorry. Buddy Holly. Looks like Dave Brubeck here.
God bless you.
That whole Illuminati thing is fucking weird.
Richie Valens? Buddy Holly, Richie Valens? Otis Redding? We're almost at the end.
Otis right. Redding?
The big... Rich.
The big bopper. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, Otis Redding,
and
big
the big bopper.
And then Lee Harvey Oswald. That doesn't...
I figured that guy started it all.
Yeah, he didn't cut an album.
No, he cut a left and went into the movie theater.
Nothing. How about Charlie Manson? We think he's worth
it. Branson, the reason they're most valuable is because they hardly ever sign an autograph.
Yeah.
Hey, what about Charlie Manson? You think he's worth a couple bucks?
No, Manson, he does paintings and stuff, too.
You know, Manson's getting
stuff
married.
Out of his hair.
Yeah.
Some 25-year-old hot chick is marrying Manson.
He still makes chicks go crazy.
It's the first, and it's the first picture I've seen of him since they stopped allowing him to be
pearl,
on. And he looks fucking weird, man.
Does he have to give money to the estate? Like, he can't make any money?
That I don't know.
No, he can't make it. It goes, yeah.
So, all, like, the music he wrote and any of the money he made from his paintings.
Him and that other guy, I forgot, he does some weird
25-year-old.
Shit from California, that murder.
I can't get a 40-year-old to look at. Fucking Charles Manson's fucking married at 25.
That's what you get for being a good guy, bro.
Yeah. He made him skin that. Did he make her shave a head, too?
No. She got another lovely head of hair.
Yeah.
Lovely hair.
Here, do me a favor. Pop me on real quick. If you
you're on.
Search Charles Manson, turn off the music real quick. The way he answers questions is hilarious. He's like,
he answers them with a question.
People look at you today, 20 years later, and they still have no idea what you're about. Tell me in a sentence who you are.
He looks like Angry Bob with no hair.
I love when they interview him, and he says, what do you do when you get out, Charlie? He goes, kill Frank Sinatra.
Oh, it didn't happen. He's like, well, I was just trying to... Yeah,
it's like he's just trying to act fucking kooky, man. Yeah. He's trying to act fucking crazy. But, yeah, Charlie Manson. Well, Keith, man, thanks for coming down.
Yeah, thanks, fellas, for filling in. I
Mike, thanks for coming down, of course. Keith, you got anything? You don't even have Twitter, right? You just have Facebook?
Yes, Facebook, yeah.
Keith Carnival.
Key That's West it. Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Next weekend, Poconuts. Next
weekend. Oh, yeah? Out in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Saturday night?
Saturday.
Who are you working with?
Carucci.
You and Carucci?
Yeah.
Cool. Next Saturday. Maybe I'll take a ride with you guys. I got nothing going on. Oh, okay. Yeah. Very cool.
Brent That's is the picture. Freaking awesome.
Look at him.
That's his wife.
Look at
go
her.
Go in a chat room, more like radio, and yeah, white ass Brent just look, throwing yep. in there. He's lightning fast. Yeah.
He's
yeah, yeah, true thing.
Looks like he's in a boxer's room.
Yeah, it looks like a fighter, right? Like an old Chuck Liddell. He'll get out.
Yeah, he's not the Bayonne fucking bleeder, that's for sure. He's the L.A. fucking blood fucking letter. Yeah.
Gets all the pussy.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
What
well,
kind of daddy issues she have?
Yeah.
That's worse than stripping. Like being a stripper. All right, thank you, fellas.
Absolutely.
20-something years old and she's marrying...
25.
Charles Manson.
This is not a surprise.
I hate you, daddy.
All right.
All right. Good
everybody,
to see you, pal. Glad
thanks
you got
for,
here.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And if you're not doing nothing the rest of the week at 9 o'clock, and right now we're on the Ears Wide Open show that I'm on with Levy. Ironically, it's on right now.
Yeah, it go starts. To, no, you got 4 minutes. It starts in Boston.
Yeah, go to RevBobLevy.com to get the links to listen to the show. That's me, Bob, and Stacey Prussman. And our show, we're on every Monday night at 7 o'clock. And like our Facebook page, Conti and Kenny. Follow us on Facebook at CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. Mike, you're on Facebook still, right?
Yes, sir.
Mike Bowl, right?
Bowl, there's no code or
anything. I saw the picture. You had a microphone and then a bowl underneath
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
that was good waste. It was good use of 14 hours.
Yes.
It's good. You could have maybe cured cancer, but yeah, instead you found two pictures that represent your name. And I think that's it, man.
That's
good
it,
good job well, tonight, Kenny.
Well, thank you, pal.
You did a good job at the...
I had help from my... Gonna die with a little help from my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna try with a little help from
yeah.
my friends.
So, and don't forget to tell your friends about the show. And we're out of here.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Take care.
Take care.
See you next week.